What's up, guys? Welcome to the Kind of Funny Games cast. I am Tim Geddes, joined by the best hair in the business, Fran Mirabella III.
Woo! Rotated my seat. I get the first intro.
Yeah, it's good. It's nice. The former informer, Imran Khan.
I'm in the same seat as always.
I feel like you haven't been here for a while. We haven't at least seen each other.
Yeah, last week I wasn't here.
I'm talking to myself right now.
Oh, you heard that echo from the... I thought Barrett was like watching weird. Netflix.
Oh, yeah. I was very confused. I was like, what's our conversation going down the back?
All right. Anyway, I feel like I haven't done a show with you in a while.
Yeah, I was not here last week for the Xbox one.
Yeah. It was a good show. Good show. Mm-hmm. Ryan McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Reign of
Dude,
Age.
That was
good stuff right there.
I felt like I couldn't really say anything because it's like Ryan McCaffrey, you're Ryan McCaffrey. And then
Xbox icon.
Yeah, like the Xbox man. That's not...
The Xbox man is what they call him.
The Xbox man. Him. Yeah, yeah. And then you have like Reyn Arvaez, who's like also like, oh, you're like the achievement hunter. I'm just sitting
the
here
Xbox
like...
Robin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, here, I have an Xbox One.
Who are you? You are Blessing Adeoye Jr.
Yes, I am. What's up, guys?
The new face of video games.
The new face.
Yeah. How are you all doing?
Chill.
Good, man.
Ready to... Yell about some video games.
I love how nervous Fran is. Fran is like literally just like
we're going over so many
balls.
Nintendo games.
Oh yeah, man, we are, because today we are doing the most iconic console Nintendo games. This is the Kind of Funny Games cast each and every week right here on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. We get together, talk about video games, all the things that we love about them. You can watch the show live by going to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, just like so many of our Patreon producers did. James Davis, David Mintel, Mohammed, the nanobiologist, just Frank Furter, Talia Floyd, Jesus Barrio,
Jesus Barrio,
Eamon Martin, William A. Nance, Billy Laporta, Michael Bradley, Robin Weiland, Tom Bach, Jordan Luke, Julian Grudador, Max A. Blair, Cody Banks,
Agent Banks,
Trent Berry, Jacob Plick III. Ooh, another third there, friend. Thomas J. Meehan, Sancho West, Sean I., Evan May, Steven Insler, Elliot Kosh, David Norridge, Ben Woth, Adam Bankhurst, Evan Ballard, Keith Lewis, James Hastings, Quade Burnett, Casey Kern, Luke Pattinson, Travis Rowe, and Joseph Youssef.
You'll love to see it.
Yeah, what a
You'll
long
love to see
awesome
it. Thank you guys for your support in January, making all the cool stuff happen, making the new Kind of Funny studio dream come true.
I actually don't know if the Jesus thing is accurate. Yeah, it was a conversation we had on PS I Love You about,
you never
like,
know.
We were like, nobody ever names their kid Jesus, just like straight up, because I feel like that's a lot of pressure to put on a kid. But then we got some responses about like, oh, well, if you trace back, like there's Yeshua and that leads to Joshua, and that's why kids that are named Joshua are basically named Jesus, which... I don't buy
it's like,
it.
I just don't buy it.
I don't buy like it. Yeah, name, I don't believe you.
If you name your kid Jeeves or Shigeru, you know, one of the two.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure.
Jeeves?
Yeah, Jeeves. Like it kind of limits your career, you know, path.
Yeah.
Really, right? I mean, what are you going to do with Jeeves?
That is the most dated reference. I love it now.
Please Google this thing for me because I'm too lazy.
Never
to
heard
say
the name Jeeves, Tim. I mean, come on. I should have said Alfred, I guess. Like,
yeah.
If you're Alfred.
Oh, you're talking about like Butler.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were making an AskJeeves.com reference.
Now catch me on Friendster.
I'm still confused. I thought you were saying Jeeves is another way to call your kid Jesus.
Nah. I made a jump there.
That's why I was
like
Ask Jesus.
I like it, man.
We had enough Ask Jesus.
That's how my brain works.
Not enough Ask
I'm filling in for Greg.
Dude, AskJeesus.com.
We need
like
that Greg energy. If you support us at the Silver membership over on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. You get the show ad-free. Otherwise, you can watch on Thursdays on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, or listen on podcast services around the globe. Just search for Kind of Funny Games cast. And speaking of that, we've been uploading our first impression show audio on the Gamescast podcast feed. And the idea behind that is, like, we took the impressions out of Gamescast, so it kind of feels like it fits there. I get it's a different show, though. I want your feedback. What are you thinking? It's difficult, because I don't want to necessarily make a whole new feed for stuff, because it's just too many feeds, and it's not a consistent weekly thing, necessarily. So give me your feedback. I also don't want to, like, overcrowd Gamescast, because I'm seeing that, you know, when Gamescast comes out on Thursday, and then there's the first impressions, like, Thursday afternoon, it kind of like messes things up. Let me know what your user experience is, because it's hard to tell when you don't actually, you're not consuming the content.
Right.
You know, so tweet at me, at Tim Geddes. Let me know what's up. But we got to get into it, because there is a lot to talk about today.
Yes.
We are doing the most iconic Nintendo games. Today we're focusing on the console Nintendo games.
With one notable twist, I guess?
The twist being, so we're also going to do the most iconic portable Nintendo games coming up And because there's so many Nintendo consoles, we're going to move the Switch into count as one of the portable ones. Because there
it's
else
a tough
this,
call
this show
right there.
Would last forever.
Yeah.
But before we get into the topics themselves, I want to go around the table like we did last week. What is our history with Nintendo? Blessing, let's start with you.
So my first console ever was actually the N64, which I guess will date me, mm-hmm. you know, because I was born in 94. And so N64, I feel like if I know any console, like around and back, like inside out, it'll be the N64. That's kind of my jam. I love those games. Didn't own a GameCube. Did own a Boo. Wii. Owned an NES because my older sisters really loved Mario 3. And so I hadn't had an NES like during the N64 generation, and so like I have like a weird knowledge of that. Played a lot of Super Nintendo games, might have emulated some, you know, mm-hmm. like because I didn't actually own the console, and yeah. had friends that had Super Nintendo, so I have like a pretty good familiarity with Super Nintendo, and then didn't have a Wii U, so like about half of the Nintendo consoles I feel very good about. And then of course like Nintendo I feel like has a good reputation as far as even from being on the outside looking in. If we're talking about GameCube, I can tell you a lot about GameCube games. Yeah. You know, even not experiencing them firsthand. And so like I really enjoy Nintendo. I think I've described myself as a Nintendo fanboy before. Like I'm like somewhere in the middle of like, well, today I'm like a PlayStation fanboy, right? But like, if I'm talking about like nostalgia and heritage and all that stuff, right? I'm like right in the middle of Nintendo and PlayStation. That's kind of my jam.
The
yeah.
Uniter.
The Uniter, yeah. Yes.
Imran, what about you?
Let's see. When Blessing did his first console was the N64, that was the first console I paid for.
Wow.
But I was born in 85, which I think I had a NES by the time I was 3. Remember my parents brought it home with Metal Gear and Ninja Turtles, which is a god-awful game.
Yeah.
Like, one of the worst games I've ever played.
Classic,
but I got the Shredder once in my entire life.
Wow.
I've never been able to repeat it. Even on emulators as an adult, I've never been able to get that far in
real
the game.
Real hard. Bullshit hard.
Yes. I got our SNES at some point. I think the launch, or not launch game I got it with, but the game I got it with in Mario Kart. Bought an N64 at launch. Bought a GameCube at launch, bought a Wii at launch, bought a Wii U at launch. I was one of those 5 people at my Best Buy who pre-ordered one. Switch at launch, bought not every handheld at launch, but I do own every handheld. I have a long history of Nintendo stuff. Like, I guess if you had to align me with some company, I like them all, but I guess I'm more familiar with Nintendo and probably the one I'm most willing to give the benefit of the doubt to, and also the one I complain the most about.
Yeah. If you love it. Fran.
Yes, sir.
What about you? What's your history with Nintendo?
Where do I start? Probably should start with I'm the guy that gave Mario Kart Double Dash 7.9.
You
just in case.
You monster.
You forgot about the truth that lies before you. Every day you wake up and you see it. But anyway.
I put it out in front of my bed.
I have it bookmarked. As it's my homepage.
Oh, and you're burning in your retinas because yes. People are angry. Anyway.
Like Karate Kid, like Red thing.
But yeah, I have pretty much owned every Nintendo console. I have. The NES was the one that came a little later. Not much. I just had to like twist my parents' arms to get me one after the neighbors had already gotten them. So anyway, NES, SNES, you name it, have owned them all, had a ton of games, borrowed games from friends, rented games. Remember that, kids?
I loved running games.
And then I got a job as a Nintendo editor, and I quit college to write about the GameCube, and then start doing video about GameCube, and then we started the video team. Interestingly, I would point out, too, actually right around that mid-2000s is when it was harder to keep up with stuff on Nintendo because I was doing a ton of video stuff mm-hmm. for IGN, but I mean, I've just been here yeah. since NES.
I mean, I would say that, no exaggeration, you are probably one of the most iconic Nintendo media people of all time.
Yeah,
like
that's
you,
why I'm
you
super
really.
Yeah. I forgot everything.
You've been out of it for a while, but it's like yeah. you know, you were there. Like you were talking about the video stuff and all that, but like GameCube and all that, you were there when podcasts were first beginning to be a thing.
Yeah,
like, you know the like classic IGN Nintendo podcast
yeah.
moments.
Probably right? some of the first Let's Plays, even where it was like recording off screen footage at E3 mm-hmm. while playing. You know, maybe talking, etc.
It's just cool. It's cool having you and having Ryan last week because Ryan has been the Xbox guy covering every Xbox console as it went on. So
yeah, I'd say cool it's funny. Stuff. I probably had been in the game, you know, earlier than most Nintendo people still in the industry, but obviously Per Schneider and probably him above all. You know,
yeah,
he's been in the
definitely.
Industry longer than anyone for yeah. Nintendo.
So I obviously hate Nintendo.
You're not known at all.
You know, no. I've owned every single Nintendo console. My first console ever was a Super Nintendo. That was my own console. My dad had a Commodore 64, but I grew up with that. Loved it. Kevin's sister had an NES, so I'd go over and play that all the time. I was lucky enough, where being born in 1989, that by the time I really cared about video games, like being 5 or 6 or whatever, the NES was dirt cheap, and you can find it at a garage sale. For $14, I got an NES and 28 games.
Holy
hell. And it was just like, are you kidding me? Like, that was just the greatest come up of all time. I actually didn't get an N64 until later because, like, I was young and, like, my parents didn't have money. So it wasn't like, even though I wanted it, it just wasn't going to happen. And I had my Super Nintendo. I had Yoshi's Island. It was fine. Like, I didn't need Mario 64 quite yet.
Do you remember how late you got the system?
I didn't get the N64 until 98 or 9.
Yeah, like after
Ocarina of Time. Yeah, like definitely after everything was kind of out on it. And then I got to go back and play the stuff. GameCube was day one. GameCube was the first console I ever got on launch day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
What were your launch games, out of curiosity?
What's up?
What were your launch games? What?
So my launch games for Nintendo GameCube, I've told the story before, were none. I had to wait 12 days to get Smash Brothers Melee because they delayed it a little bit.
They did.
It was December 3rd that came out, and the console came out November 18th or 15th. I forget which one's Xbox and which one's GameCube. But, yeah, I actually didn't have a launch title. I just had the system, but I wanted to make sure I had it for Smash Brothers. Mm-hmm. So yeah, then I went from there. And then we waited in line for 16 hours to get with Kevin. Sleeping in the cold of coma on the streets.
Oh, actually, I was at the launch party too. I didn't wait in the cold for six. But I was in at the launch day. I want to make that clear. You earned it.
Yeah. And then the Wii U as well. I was somebody that pre-ordered it because I didn't believe in it, but I believed in Nintendo.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And here we are.
That's how it goes.
Here we are.
Yeah.
13 million.
Sometimes it pays off.
Mm-hmm. So let's start it off right. Top 5 most iconic NES games.
What does iconic mean? What does
Webster's
dictionary?
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Bless you.
We did this last week, and Fran, you weren't here, and Imran, you weren't here. Mm-hmm. So, to reiterate, iconic. We're talking famously and distinctively representing something. Instantly identifiable in relation to Nintendo.
Okay.
Not necessarily about quality or sales, but they do factor in. You know? So it's not necessarily like, oh, well, we'll just look at the top-selling games. That's the list. It's not necessarily that, because there are other factors that go into it.
When we think of this console, we think of this game.
Yes, and quality doesn't necessarily go into it. It doesn't mean these are the best games. It just means they're games that people associate with.
Yeah, I like
it.
That one a lot. That's a good one.
It doesn't need to be exclusive to, but it does need to be tied to. So it needs to have, you know, some thought process ownership of the console.
Yeah, like this is a GameCube game.
Yes.
Some good criteria. When did this happen?
Because I'm trying to prepare for you.
Oh, wait, the last time. No, man. It's like you read my mind. Yeah. I love all
And
it.
Now the last thing is it's not necessarily limited to one per franchise.
Mm-hmm.
So there, if some also are going to have some more iconic games than others.
Yeah, like on the Xbox conversation, the first original Xbox had, I believe Halo 1 and Halo 2.
Yep.
You can make the argument for both.
Yeah, it's good you brought that up because that happens a lot on lists. Is sometimes people say you can only choose one, which changes everything.
We're talking most iconic. So, yeah, so there we go.
It's a good list.
Let's start, man. NES. Let's start with the most obvious one. Super Mario Brothers 3 franchise.
Oh.
Which ones do we think make it no matter what?
3, 100%.
Yeah.
3, 100%.
1, I think, is the most iconic version. Like, I never see Mario paraphernalia without Mario 1 stuff on it.
Totally. Yeah.
Like the Mario 1 sprites and stuff. Like my wallet is Mario 1 stuff. Wallet. Mario 3 is great. I think it's a much better game for sure.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I blurted out 3 because it was just so huge. But if I had to choose ranking already, I'd go 1 is more iconic. But
see, I
should be on the list.
Starting the list here, I think both are on the list.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At least for sake of conversation. So I'm going to put them both down.
We're doing 5?
Yeah. Yes. We'll start by like adding all the ones that we think should be on the list, and then we'll call it down.
I like that.
We start with this. There was an NES Classic a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Should we just go over the games that are on that thing?
Sure.
So NES Classic had Balloon Fight, Bubble Bobble, Castlevania 3, Donkey Kong, Donkey Kong Jr., Double Dragon 2.
Stop there.
Mm-hmm.
Of those, do you think any
Donkey Kong
make the list?
Castlevania.
I think Castlevania. Donkey Kong. Like, on the NES?
I would associate more
Donkey
more
Kong
with
arcade.
Yeah,
that's my
It's
thinking.
A part of Nintendo history for
but
sure.
But back then, see, it's easy to forget, but I mean, I don't know what it sold on NES. I had to assume a lot.
Yeah, but my thing is nobody thinks Donkey Kong and thinks about the Nintendo. They think about arcade.
See, here's where I would argue you know more than the average person, Tim. And they just know Donkey Kong, and absolutely the arcade was the one to solidify it. But like they, a lot of people, I think it was an NES thing. They
don't know the difference. All right, I'll put it down just for you, but it's not going to make the
list.
I'll put in my two cents, and like when I think like OG Donkey Kong games on the early consoles, the earliest console I think of is the Super Nintendo.
Yeah,
like, I don't think.
Well, Donkey Kong Country,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. We're gonna have that conversation. Friends.
Yeah. It's an interesting one though, because it's just so huge. But anyway,
so yeah. Castlevania though,
yes,
is there a specific one?
I would say Castlevania 1 is more iconic than the other ones. Again, 3 is a better game, but 1 I think is the one people associate more with Nintendo.
I agree.
It's funny because me personally, Simon's Quest was the one that like
Simon's
totally
Quest sucks ass.
It doesn't matter. We went over this.
I know, but it's sucks ass.
I also just don't think Castlevania 2 has that like.
Yeah.
So in
I was just saying
it has
personally
a better theme.
In the similar vein of the Donkey Kong conversation, Mario Brothers.
Like the original Versus?
Yeah, I mean, it shipped with the system.
See,
I don't think it's iconic. Yeah.
Because I'm with that too. I think both Donkey Kong and Mario Brothers are arcade games.
I think the irony of that actually is it shipped as a combo, you know, cart NES, Mario Brothers and then Duck Hunt, right?
No, wasn't that Super Mario Brothers? Or was it original Mario Brothers?
It was Mario Brothers.
Maybe they did
Duck
both.
Cart.
All right, now I'm going to have to look this
up. It was Super Mario Brothers and Duck Hunt.
Regardless,
yeah,
I was going to make the joke that I think Duck Hunt might be more
which
iconic.
Which Duck Hunt is actually, I didn't think about that.
Because
Duck
of
Hunt
the
is
especially
on the list. Like, it has to be.
I mean, when we're saying has to.
There's a lot.
Because I'm saying,
no, they're going to have a list of like.
But first Castlevania, I would agree.
Dr. Mario, Excitebike, Final Fantasy, Final Fantasy 3, Galaga, Ghosts and Goblins, Gradius, Ice Climber, Kid Icarus, Kirby's Adventure, The Legend of Zelda.
Yes.
Legend of Zelda.
That's on there, for sure, 100%.
I also kind of want
to...
I'm leaning towards
one.
Kirby's Adventure. Like, maybe
really?
Not like the final list, but that is a...
I mean, I think it's iconic.
It's a defining...
Well, if we're narrowing down to 5...
Y'all going to just breeze past Excitebike, too?
I mean, I think
really if we're narrowing Excitebike down to 5, I'm going to breeze past it.
Don't worry about the 5 yet. We got to have
if you just want to
I think Excitebike's in the conversation.
Juicy
for
list
sure
for starters, right?
Like, Ghosts and Goblins is here, but I don't associate with the NES.
No.
Like,
did I
say
did,
Metroid?
Personally.
Metroid.
He was getting to it.
It was later in the list.
Got it.
But we can...
Yes, Metroid.
Zelda we're all agreed on, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Mario Brothers, Mega Man 2.
Yes,
Mega Man
2.
Oh, man. Yeah,
1,000%.
Metroid, NES Open Tournament Golf.
You got Metroid, right?
Ninja Gaiden, Pac-Man, Punch-Out.
Potential.
Punch-Out I'll put down.
And Punch-Out.
For a conversation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
River City Ransom,
he's
Solomon's Key.
Ninja Gaiden.
I said Ninja Gaiden.
He did.
You're
not going to put Ninja Gaiden down?
You say Nintendo?
Oh, dude.
You know what? Actually, to be fair, I'm sorry. I'm going to apologize. I'm getting very nostalgic.
No, but
it's supposed
right
to be
though
5 iconic games, and I don't think people think of Ninja Gaiden when they think of it.
Honestly, I do.
I think they do.
But 5... Now it'll never make
that's
that
my thing is I'm like, dude, I feel like this list is easy.
So I think when it's passed the Smash Brothers test, if you put that character in Smash Brothers, would then remember it from that NES game?
Actually,
I think
that's
a really
true
good test.
Like, pretty good.
That makes a lot of sense. Is there anything more here?
Yeah. Solomon's Key, Star Tropics, Super Contra. So Contra 1, I think.
Yeah,
might
I was going to say the first Contra, absolutely.
Super Mario Brothers, Mario Brothers 2, Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah,
Tech
2
Mobile,
and 3 should all be in the conversation.
Yi-R, Kung Fu, and Zelda 2.
There we go. There we go.
So there's like 3, maybe 4 that I feel like are for sure on there.
Which are?
Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
Mario 1 and 3. Or maybe one of those. Depends on what this conversation is. But one of the Marios at the very least. And then, actually, I was going to say Metroid. But maybe like we reserve that for Super Metroid.
I mean, so that's my thing. Is
two different consoles.
I get that it's two different consoles.
But it also is not all that influential.
That's the thing. Is that I feel like there's some of these, like Kirby's Adventure is a perfect example. Mm-hmm. When you think Kirby, it's like, what is even the most iconic Kirby game? Superstar. Right?
I didn't get into Kirby more until, Super Nintendo.
I think Adventure was the one that like really made Kirby, the gameplay style it is of sucking up enemies, taking their powers, and like having a normal platformer adventure.
About it on NES. It's not a bad... You know,
it was also so late of an NES.
I had two
like
others.
It was a really late game.
We skipped two big ones
for me
personally, and that I do think are iconic because like depends on what you bought the system for, but Dragon Warrior and Bionic Commando.
Mm-hmm. Love Bionic Commando.
Bionic Commando was super iconic. Now, again, is it going to make a list against Nintendo games on the Nintendo platform.
And that's the problem.
It's worth putting on our big list to start.
So we're going to say Legend of Zelda 1 for sure.
100%.
Zelda 2, easy. I think, is a debatable thing, but like, I don't think that makes it.
I actually really like that game. It's just not
iconic.
Zelda was a gold card. It has to make the list.
So let's Mega Man 2 has to make the list.
Yes.
I'm with you on that. Yeah, like that.
I don't think it's the best Mega Man game, but like it's like, it is iconic one, for sure.
The music, the everything about 2 is like that's what people think.
Yeah, I feel like Mega Man got it, people talking, but then by the time 2 came out, everybody had to have it, and everybody did have it. So I would absolutely put it in the running for top.
I think Punch Out is
it
needs a spot in the top 5.
Yeah,
like in terms of iconic, it is a game people think about with the NES.
Yes,
I agree. How many spots is that then? Because
we're at like 7 already. It's fine.
Yeah, all right,
We're gonna go down, and we're gonna do the vote of like.
I agree with him on Punch Out.
To kind of like cull a little bit, we're gonna go around and say, does it have to be on the list?
Okay.
Mario Brothers 3.
Yes.
Yes.
Mario Brothers 1.
Yes.
Donkey Kong. No.
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 Yeah, you're right.
Castlevania.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it does.
I don't know about it.
I mean, we're out here talking Punch-Out versus Castlevania.
There's enough people saying yes to like to get
it's
it
in
on.
In the running, sure.
So, Duck Hunt, yes.
Yeah.
In the conversation with some of these other games,
we're talking about the best game.
I'm thinking iconic. Yeah, but Duck
Hunt's absolutely. We can call a game iconic and not say it's the top five most iconic. Right now,
okay. Yeah. So we're not saying like this game is gonna hang in the top five. We're just saying like, oh yeah, this is one of the most iconic.
This is for sure going to be in the last conversation. Round.
Okay, sure. Then Duck Hunt, yeah.
Kirby's Adventure. Yep. I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, I can see the argument not to.
Nah.
Excite Bike.
That's a tough one. What's the list again so far that we said yes? So Super Mario 3,
Mario Bros, Castlevania, Duck Hunt, Legend of Zelda,
Mega Man 2 as well,
and Mega Man 2,
which is how many?
And Punch Out.
Yeah, I don't
we're
think
already close to 10.
It's fine.
That's fine. Yeah, no, we're gonna pair that's good so far.
I just think that like Excitebike doesn't hang with Excitebike is iconic, like but not on that level.
I feel like that's tier 2. Like if Duck Hunt we're saying is like tier 1 with these other games, like, I'm going to put Excitebike.
Excitebike's like Mandy Moore. The other ones are like Britney Spears.
Do we say Metal Gear?
See, I feel like that's a retroactive thing.
It was, yeah. It's not iconic.
It's hard for me to judge because it was like one of my first games. So.
Yeah.
But that'd be like me arguing for Bion Commando over Metal Gear, right? Like I'm not, you know, your point is valid.
Yes.
Like Dragon Warrior for me is so iconic to that platform.
No, I would
but if I look at the landscape of everybody, it won't make the list.
What I want to add, Paperboy.
Oh. That's a good one.
Because it's another one that although it was an arcade game, I tie it to NES.
I think it's absolutely iconic. I don't know.
I think that's like a tier three iconic. Because I think... I would put Paperboy in the Excitebike tier.
Yeah. But see, I think more people combine those play games. Paperboy.
I think so, yes. too.
And more people associate Paperboy with
it. Paperboy was in movies. It was like a actual...
Get out of here with your Paperboy. Let's move on. You're not going to have Donkey Kong. You're going to argue for Paperboy.
Paperboy beats Donkey Kong.
It's not the Donkey Kong. It's not like
that's a personal
being tied
thing.
To NES?
It's not
100%. Yeah. 100%.
I'm with
Donkey Kong's arcade.
Like Donkey Kong, better game. Donkey Kong,
yeah, okay, fine.
Overall, more iconic game in the whole conversation of video games as a whole.
I just think
more iconic NES game. I'm going
iconic, instantly identifiable in relation to Donkey Kong NES. No way.
I just personally don't think people are as informed as you think they are. But I get your point.
So, Metroid.
I think Blazing's idea of saving extra Metroid makes more sense.
Me too.
Yeah.
Not that we have to save it. It's just I don't
it's
think
not
it's
not relevant.
NES.
Yeah.
Well, neither is up against these other ones.
I think
not.
It is relevant because it's like we don't we were like we definitely associate Super Metroid with Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Do we associate Metroid with Nintendo in that
like,
way?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's like the NES held that game back.
But
like, that's when I think of that game.
And I feel like that wasn't like that was definitely a moment of like oh yeah Metroid is awesome. But I don't think that was the moment that solidified Metroid as like one of the greatest. Video game franchise, which I don't know if people will say that, but like,
oh, come on, for NES, Metroid is a monster game that tons of people associate with the NES. Like, I think if you challenge people, name like 15 NES games, they will name Metroid almost every time.
I think if you
challenge,
I'll put Metroid on it.
If you challenge people to name 5 NES games, I think Metroid is gonna be one of them. But I also think that might be
also
because
Metroid is still relevant.
Yeah, that's because Metroid is still relevant.
It gets the space. But Tim, to finish the point, it's like. Even I wouldn't argue it over like Punch Out and Duck Hunt for iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, maybe Punch Out.
Ninja
Gaiden. Anyway, it's not going
to
make the list
versus
the others.
It's iconic.
It's iconic. I just think that when you start
like
thinking about
six.
Like the third party games, like that level, Mega Man 2 is so much more iconic than it, that it's like, oh, shit. Okay, well, we're talking about, if we're talking Mega Man levels, Ninja Gaiden now doesn't, I don't think, hits that.
Totally agree.
And compared to, like, even to Contra, I think Contra is more iconic than Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah.
I can see it.
Totally.
I'm going to take it.
100% agree with
Ninja
that.
Ninja Gaiden's off. So Contra.
Contra is definitely iconic for NES.
Dragon Warrior. I feel like Dragon Warrior and Final Fantasy, both of them are like obviously beloved games on the NES. I don't think that they're like...
From a very Western perspective, I don't think we...
Yeah.
But on the other hand, like, Dragon Warrior was the game Nintendo Power gave away for free. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people know it. Just...
Good thing on the criteria we didn't talk about. Obviously, we're talking global, right? It's assumed. Like, we're not we're not saying, oh, everybody in Japan would put Dragon Warrior on the list. Like, that doesn't matter. You know, it's
honestly, if we're talking global, Dragon Warrior 3 makes more sense. Dragon Quest 3.
But the fact that, like...
Yeah. It never and not America, iconic versus these others.
You know what I mean?
It's but it's like, the kind of game that, like, that's the game where the rumor started about you can't release these games on weekdays because people would just leave their jobs in school. Like, that's
yeah, I mean... It's true, yeah. I mean, that happened into, like, the 2000s with that
There's
game.
There's, like, Yakuza side quests about that game.
Dragon Warrior Sick Day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, Kid Icarus, I would say, is more iconic to a global mindset than probably Dragon Warrior. No? Just me?
I don't know.
Maybe no. not.
Kid Icarus, again, retroactive.
God, I can't.
I think that Smash Brothers
yeah, that's the
made
thing.
It.
It was not. I oh, it was not that. At all. But I see that perspective as, like, newer Nintendo fans, et cetera. Like, but I couldn't unhook Kid Icarus from the NES in my mind, but that...
No, I see what you
probably
mean.
Probably very
like,
personal.
It's definitely connected. It's just, I don't know if it's as iconic as the other
Did we
ones.
Say Ice Climbers?
We said it in the classic.
Yeah.
It just,
Ice Climbers.
No one likes Ice Climbers. Ice Climbers.
Yeah. That game, there's nothing about that game.
That is a Smash one for
I'm
sure.
I'm with you.
Like,
I'm
that
with
is
you.
Only Smash
yeah.
keeping that thing.
It's weird too, right? Because like, you know, again, I have a different perspective. It's me sitting in the room and classrooms with my friends playing these games, us giving each other, you take Kid Icarus, I'll take Metroid, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's, again, my perspective is a little different than I think what other people are.
Bionic Commando and Paperboy are the last two. I feel like both don't make the list.
They're both great games.
I feel like there might be a conversation for Paperboy. I mean,
I think there is a conversation for Paperboy.
Yeah.
I think Paperboy has that thing about it that, like, it's not even just about sales numbers. It's about the amount of hands that cartridge touched. Like, I feel like the resale of it, the, like, the pass along of Paperboy. Everyone had Paperboy.
Like, I could,
like, everyone had a copy of Paperboy.
I know the tune of Paperboy in my head. And, like, I feel like for a lot of these games, like, I couldn't... Actually, I guess I could with, like, Metroid and Zelda tell you the tune immediately. Yeah. But still, Paperboy, I feel like, sticks with people.
All right, we'll keep Paperboy.
I'm going to throw two out there, and just this might be a thing that, like, no one else gets, but NES Baseball and NES Open
Okay,
Hockey.
I was thinking about a baseball game.
That's good call.
I think it was NES
stuff.
Baseball. I can't remember which one I played. But I was like, there's definitely an iconic baseball game on NES.
Yeah.
Which is
and hockey is the one that I remember. Like, it had the Mario sprites kind of thing. Yeah.
I feel like with all those sports games, it's like we could be like, oh, yeah, the sports games were iconic, but we don't know the names.
Yeah, that's the thing, too.
So that means they're not that iconic.
Right?
So Bionic Commando, I'm going to take off. Everyone okay with that?
Yeah,
I'm fine with that.
All right. So we have 10. We have 10 currently.
So we got to cut half the
so, so we needed to decide what are the five most iconic of these 10.
We can separate Zelda immediately and be like, okay, this is for sure on there.
Yeah.
Well, let's just hear the 10 again.
So Mario 3. Mario 1, Castlevania, Duck Hunt, Legend of Zelda, Metroid, Mega Man 2, Punch-Out, Contra, Paperboy. Which ones don't fit on this list?
I think
Paperboy.
Contra, Paperboy.
Yeah.
And Punch-Out.
And Contra.
Punch-Out's so iconic to me.
It's hard for me
but
to
like,
see
I just
this.
Don't... Like, Punch-Out is not as iconic as Mega Man 2.
There used to be a bar in town called Soda Popinski's.
Tim, I think it's easier to do the musts again, don't you think, out of those 10?
Yeah, I feel like it's easier to separate
I mean, whatever
the must-haves.
You
want to
do, but...
Okay.
Beginning, I know
I think must-haves...
Because we're going to only have, like, one space, I bet.
I think it'll be easier to, like, figure out what's
you know
for
what
sure
I mean?
For
okay, cool.
And then, like, separate from
I
there.
Bet you we'll all agree on, like, four.
So, Legend of Zelda is a for sure.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Super Mario Brothers is a for sure.
Yes, the first one, yes.
Mario 3, I really think, is a for sure.
I think so, too.
Even over these other ones.
I would put them over the other ones.
The
maybe
yellow
like
box,
Cameron,
the, like the like, just the look of it, like how big and sprawling that game is, like.
Let's put a pin in it as we go through the other ones. Because if it's like two Mario games versus like kicking something other,
it doesn't that's matter. My thing iconic. Is I think it's that iconic.
I feel like these Mario games are
like Mario 2 is fantastic. It's not on the list.
They're distinct enough and notable enough to where I could easily I could easily see them taking two spots on the list for being two separate, different enough games that are both special in their own way. Yeah. That mean their own individual things. To the end.
It's just the end of the life cycle almost, right?
We're looking at six consoles. And I think each of those is going to have like two Mario games on it.
That's just.
But I don't. I mean, crumbles. I don't think it'll be like this though. Like on when we get to Wii, I don't think Galaxy 1 and 2 are going to be on the list.
They
might.
No.
Or, like both of them are going to be on the list. No, they're not.
There's so
1
many
and
other.
2 can't be on the list.
Let's just. We'll know see. This one's got an asterisk, but what I heard was three people were like, "Heck yes," and everyone's like, which well, yeah, to me is like, mean? "Sure."
Well, let's keep going on. See if there's ones that we all agree have to be on it, and that then they'll. Yeah,
we're already to three.
So we're at two. We're at Mario 1 and Legend of Zelda.
Yep. That sounds good.
Duck Hunt. I think Duck Hunt is more than...
Forgetting like the rest of the list.
Pretty much any of these other games besides Mario 3.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll agree on Duck Hunt, honestly. Like,
is this a working doc, Tim?
No, no, it's
don't worry about it. I'm trying to remember all those.
And as a reminder, someone in the chat brought this up, and I totally forgot about it. Like, Mario and Duck Hunt were packaged together at one point.
Yeah,
And like that was like I feel like that was a big thing, especially in U.S. Like
this
I remember
be an age thing for sure. Were they ever packaged separately?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, because
I only remember them packaged together.
The gun was super iconic as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It is super.
So now I feel like this is starting to make it a little bit easier when you're looking at Mario 1, Duck Hunt, Legend of Zelda. Like that is like a top tier level of like instantly identifiable shit. That like what are these other games hit that? Like Castlevania. Is I think a strong contender, but it's not a slam dunk.
Yeah,
Metroid is the same thing. Mega Man 2, I think, is on that list.
Mega Man 2 and Castlevania is a fight I'm having in my head right now.
I think Mega Man for sure.
I'd put Mega Man definitely,
and then I think Mario 3.
I think Mega Man's on the list.
Yeah,
we all
not mad about either of those choices. Those are both like two of my favorite games of all
time.
Castlevania and Mega Man.
So here's where we're at. We have Mario 1, Duck Hunt, Legend of Zelda, and Mega Man 2. So do we agree that like yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a top five. I'd be super happy with it.
We have one left. That one spot goes to Mario 3, Castlevania, Metroid, Punch-Out, Contra, or Paperboy.
Oh, it's between.
We're going to do this like a vote.
It's between Mario 3 and Punch-Out.
Put out the one that you think it is.
It's between Mario 3 and Punch-Out. Mario 3 for me, but it's between that and Punch-Out.
Punch-Out.
Yeah, it's Mario 3. Absolutely.
All right. So then, ladies and gentlemen, the top five most iconic NES games are Mario 3, Mario 1, Duck Hunt, Legend of Zelda, and Mega Man 2.
What if we did something controversial? Take off Mega Man 2, put on Punch-Out. Anybody with me? Am I the only one here? Honestly?
I think you're the only one.
I think it's a fair case to me.
I like Mega Man 2 more. I think Mega Man 2 is more iconic.
There's a reason why there's like, you know, 20 Mega Mans and a few Punch-Outs. But
I mean, fair. I think, well,
Punch-Out's great.
I mean, that's not fair.
You
like,
you can't really do a whole lot with that.
If you want to make the case that Mega Man better game than Punch-Out, 100%.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I agree.
Bad.
But more iconic NES game between Mega Man and Punch-Out.
Mega Man had multiple cartoons.
We should have put it in Mario 3.
Yeah, Punch-Out, I guess, didn't have a cartoon.
Yeah.
It's a really tough. Because
it was about a refit.
Wait. Wait, I thought he was.
We're not talking about Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. We're talking about Punch-Out.
Yeah. Whatever. <It's> just,
whatever. All right.
What's his name? Mr. Miracle? Mr. Incredible?
Mr. Dream.
Mr. Dream.
Oh, God. Gotta love it. Super Nintendo, ladies and gentlemen.
Moving on.
I feel.
Super Metroid. We're already done with that one.
Yeah.
Mario World.
My favorite.
Super Metroid.
Link to the Past.
Super Mario World.
Should I pull up the classic list?
Link to.
I feel like
past.
Those three are locked.
Yeah, there
right
you
there.
Go.
Those
three are locked.
Two spots
undeniably
left.
Locked. Yeah.
Two spots left.
Yeah. Super Mario World, Super Metroid,
Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Yep.
Yeah. Huge.
And then Donkey Kong Country. We got
it. Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo. Yeah.
We're done.
Dang, Donkey Kong it's Country. Amazing how much.
Which Donkey Kong Country
see,
is
better?
Here's the thing.
Of games
here's the thing.
Was.
We're not done, Bless. There's a lot that goes in here. Those excellent picks. But Final Fantasy VI. Chrono Trigger.
You gotta say six, like he's, you know.
Which is the better version
three,
of
six,
yeah, I know
whatever.
What you're talking about.
Which version
not everybody
is the
knows.
More preferable version of Chrono Trigger between SNES and PlayStation?
Between those two, SNES.
Yeah, yeah. Super Nintendo all the way.
DS version is probably the best list. One to play now. But. Okay, on
I
the
mean,
SNES
two
classic.
Two is huge for me.
Was Contra 3, Donkey Kong Country, Earthbound, F-Zero, Final Fantasy VI. Fire Emblem, Mystery of the Emblem, Kirby Superstar, Kirby
Actually,
Dream
wait,
Course.
Super Mario Kart and Star Fox, like, dude. That's hard to
Star
go
Fox
past.
On,
hold on
SNES.
There's a
oh,
banger,
no, that was
one
huge.
One or two bangers
I mean, huge,
we have to get
but
to here.
Go for it.
Kirby Dream Course, Sorry. Legend of Mystical Ninja, Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past.
We got that already.
We got that.
Mega Man X.
Oh fuck, dude.
Nah, it won't top all.
No, yes, Mega Man X.
So far, none of these games he named are of the tier of those four that we have.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah, I would put Mega Man X in that tier.
Wait, you're gonna take Super Mario Kart off the list? Come on.
Debatably. Yeah,
absolutely.
What? Get out.
Yeah.
Super Mario Kart is like.
These are not about
Mario
the quality.
Kart didn't become transcendent until 64.
Are you crazy?
Okay, thank you. I don't want to sound crazy by saying
no,
it.
No, dude.
I'm with you. 64,
I'm
you
with you.
Of course you are because of your age range, which is fine.
No,
nothing wrong with it.
We're talking most iconic, though, Fran. No. Not just good games that everyone loved. We all loved all of these games.
I can't believe y'all arguing against Super Mario.
And it's not
that's
an
insanity.
Age thing because I grew up with the Super Nintendo for years before I got an N64. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
All right. Panel de Pon. Secret of Mana, Star Fox, Star Fox 2, Street Fighter 2 Turbo,
100%.
Super Castlevania 4, Super Ghouls and Ghosts, Super Mario Kart, Super Mario RPG, Super Mario World, Super Metroid, Super Punch-Out, Super Soccer, Super Street Fighter 2, Yoshi's Island.
Yoshi's Motherfucking Island.
Motherfucking Island is one of the best games of all time.
I agree with you. It is the first game I ever beat. It is probably my top three favorite games of all time. Is it the most iconic? No. If this was a top 15
there
list,
is no
yes.
other game in the world that looks like that. So when I think you look at that, you know that it's an SNES
absolutely,
game.
For sure. But I can't argue it. We already have Super Metroid, Super Mario World, Link to the Past. Yoshi's Island's not on that level. Right?
No.
And I think that of the rest of the games, there are other games that are on that level.
Yeah, did we have, Donkey Kong Country on there already, right?
At Donkey Kong Country, is on that level.
Which one, though?
Huge.
Two.
It's about iconic, so the first one.
Yeah, right? I feel like it has to be one for iconic, not best. Best is two, undeniably.
I can dig it. I can be with that.
You know, but when you think Super Nintendo, you think Donkey Kong, like Donkey Kong, you see the first level of one in your head.
Yeah, that's true. That's good
Let
point.
Me throw this.
It's funny.
Out there.
I mean, Street Fighter 2 was huge. Again, it's a weird one because it was like an arcade thing, but like it was our access to it.
But the thing with the arcade, in the difference between the Mario Brothers thing, where Mario Brothers is, that's arcade.
Yeah.
Street Fighter 2 is like that's an arcade game and it's a Super Nintendo game.
Yeah.
Like people associate it so strongly with both.
You know, NBA Jam as well.
Super Bomberman 2.
It's more of a Genesis.
See, I don't think there's. I've not heard a
really?
Game.
Really?
Yeah.
The multi tap game, the probably best multiplayer game on the entire system.
I feel like I would associate
Bomberman
it more
2.
With Sonic.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Bomberman R?
Super Bomberman?
No, 2.
Wait,
I'm just saying, I feel like I associate Bomberman with the Saturn more than. Super Nintendo.
8-player.
But the weird kangaroo shit. No, it's an SNES game.
I mean, Super Bomberman was a good. It is Super Bomberman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was. I mean, it's noteworthy.
It's noteworthy for sure.
As noteworthy as NBA Jam was. That game was like.
So, okay, we're going to do this again. We have the two spots left. Which of these games, and we'll bold the ones that we think that are arguably on the same level as Super Metroid, Super Mario World, and Link to the Past?
Mm hmm.
Street Fighter 2
yes,
Turbo.
Yes, 100%.
So I would put Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Super Street Fighter 2 Hyper Fighter.
I still got an asterisk in that versus, again, iconically, there's so many other... Well, let's keep going.
Yeah, just the thing is, think that there's a chance it really belongs on that list? I'm going to say yes.
Mm-hmm. A chance, absolutely.
Donkey Kong Country.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Yep.
Final Fantasy 3 or 6.
Yes.
Whatever it is.
Or 2, even.
And Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
Yes.
Super Mario Kart. I say
yeah.
No.
I say no.
You guys are crazy.
It's iconic, sure, but I don't. It's not going to hit the top five, but let's go ahead.
I don't think I wouldn't
iconic.
Put Super Mario Kart along the ranks.
You guys are ranking
Mario World and Link to the Past and
Mortal Kombat 2.
Ooh, Mortal Kombat.
That's a Genesis game, man. The Genesis 2 one had blood.
2 was the big one where they was like, oh, actually, the SNES version is better.
I mean, I think you're crazy for the first Mario Kart ever.
I'm back
and
on this one.
A ton of people were all over that. Like,
you can argue that it's more iconic, though, than, let's say, Chrono Trigger.
Than Street Fighter? I'll say Street Fighter, even. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. I was a huge Street Fighter fan. I was just like, I don't know that I would associate Street Fighter 2 Turbo, because that's a quality and a time hours played thing. Is, you know, what I'd say is different. I played so much of it. But, like, iconically... Asking all those Nintendo fans like what they remember on SNES and what they would say was iconic. I don't know. Super Mario Kart's huge. I don't know why you guys don't feel that way. It's weird to me.
I mean, I think it's huge.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's
huge. I just think it doesn't even hit nearly the level that Mario Kart 64 did for its system.
Yeah, but it's relevant of that. Again, you guys keep bringing up these. I'll be honest. This is where we get into criteria. You're like, that's Genesis. What does that have to do with this list? It has nothing.
It
unless
has so
it's iconic.
To do with it. instantly identifiable in relation to. If you see a game and I think, oh, Genesis instead of Super Nintendo, that defeats the purpose of what
the list is. Yeah, but I feel like you're deep in your criteria there. I do get your point, but meaning Sonic, duh. Yes, I know why you're talking about Genesis, but when you're talking about, like, well, Mortal Kombat had blood and
Genesis. But, friend, it's the same thing as, like, Call of Duty Modern Warfare. What do you associate that with? 360 or PlayStation 3?
Yeah, 360.
That's the point I'm making. It's like there's, you know, there's games that you do associate one with one console or another, even if it's not exclusive.
I know what your point is. I'm thinking about the system as a whole again, and anyway.
I feel like even removing that criteria, I don't think Mortal Kombat makes the list of top five most iconic.
Mm, I put Street Fighter over it, but I like Street Fighter better.
Yeah, so. And that's my thing, is I put Street Fighter over it, and I like Mortal Kombat better.
Super Mario Kart probably won't make the list overall anyway, but like I had to make sure that it had its... you know, time in the sun here. So I'd keep it on the potential.
There are
right?
like two other lists I think it's going to make it on for sure.
Then Star Fox.
No.
Let's wait a generation for
that. Yeah, I'm just saying that's going to come back around.
I brought that up because, again, you know, the FX.
It is iconic for sure.
It is very iconic what it did.
I'm fucking wearing a Star Fox t-shirt.
Like, there we go.
Perfect.
Mega Man X.
Yes.
Yes.
I haven't played it. I can't speak to it.
I just don't know. I've not even heard much about it. Again, I feel like we're getting into quality of
games. Oh, wait. Is Mega Man X the one where you're playing as, like, Zero?
No, it's not where you play as X. Yeah, but you meet Zero. Dude, you would love Mega Man X. It's on Switch. You got to play it.
I really think if you put a bunch of Nintendo fans, the most uninformed and the most informed, in a room, and, like, Mega Man X is going to come out.
I think
we'll
put a bunch of Nintendo fans in there, they'll say five Nintendo games, which is not necessarily what we're doing.
I think so.
I don't think so at all. I think Final Fantasy makes the list before Mega Man X, 100%.
I think Final Fantasy makes the list, too.
Yeah, but tier. I agree. Your words. Tier-wise, nobody's going to name Mega Man X before they will name Final Fantasy 3.
I think a lot of people would, but I think more people.
Fans would.
More people would say. I'm with Fran here.
Global iconic mindset.
Like, I feel like I've not heard people talk about Mega Man X that career, at least in that conversation of, like, most iconic.
So, Fran, your argument for Mega Man 2 included the words, they made 8 more of those. But
that was not an argument. It was simply...
I'm just saying.
It was a little side dish to nibble on.
We're at Mega Man X at the moment.
I know you're trying to turn that around on me, but no.
Super Castlevania 4.
Nah. I like
that,
the game.
That
no.
and Contra, they're both great games. I don't think.
It's a great launch game. Like, ActRaiser also... Same place of, like, amazing launch game.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that I put it on that list.
And then Yoshi's Island. As much as I love it, I don't
It's one of the greatest games of all time. It's just...
Yeah.
I don't think I'll get the support to replace anything on that list.
Now, one more that I want to throw out there that I don't think actually makes the top five most iconic, but definitely makes the greatest single cartridge of all time.
Mario All-Star. I had that written down.
RPG.
I mean,
RPG's
good. I'd be willing to hear the argument for it.
I don't think there's an argument for it.
I
think
it's just
the game's
a collection of great games.
It's so great, but it's just like, when you're talking iconic, there's just Super Nintendo. It is.
They packaged it at the the end of its life cycle as well.
That's what I got.
I mean, I might put All Stars over, like, Donkey Kong. Whoa. Super Mario All Stars is incredible. Super Mario All Stars.
It's not as iconic.
I actually think it is, but I think despite the criteria, it would be hard. If people knew there was a list of more than one, they'd already have named, like, several Marios, and they'd probably be like, well.
I think all those individual games are for sure iconic, just not
but like
necessarily that package.
All Stars remade them, though. Like,
I think
the work that cartridge put into actually making those games come back around and make them, like, I'm not going to say make them more interesting because they're already, like, those games are already perfect, but bring them back and, quote unquote, like, I guess HD or whatever you want to call it. I remember playing that cartridge at my friend's house and being like, yo, these games are amazing. That was my first actual like interaction with those original Mario games. And I feel like that cartridge is probably like a lot of people's first interaction with those original Mario games.
Yeah. I remember that first commercial, like, with the magician going like, here's 5 games the SNES and 0 games the Genesis. I'm like, yeah, that's a good point.
That is a good point.
Magician's making a good point.
I think it's still just...
Magician's making a good point.
But, you know, I think just inherently, even then, people knew it was this compilation of stuff, and I feel like they would know Super Mario World before. Regardless, they'd be like, oh, well, Super Mario World would be the first off the tip of their tongue regardless, you know.
Yeah, that. Compilations can be iconic to the system, but I still agree. I feel like this one's... It's close, but no cigar. With Mario All-Stars.
No cigar.
All right, so the list
that, put us?
That we have.
Hold on, Super Mario Kart.
No. The ones that are, so we have Super Metroid, Super Mario World, and Link to the Past locked.
Boom.
Locked.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 2 spots left between these 5.
Okay.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo, Donkey Kong Country, Final Fantasy 3, Chrono Trigger, and Mega Man X.
Donkey Kong Country
really
for sure.
Fucking hard.
This is...
Donkey Kong Country and Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo. It's Donkey Kong Country and Final Fantasy 3.
I think Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah. Donkey Kong Country for sure. Like,
Imran, do we all agree on this one?
Yes.
Okay, so like, Donkey Kong about Country the graphics.
That's the problem is that like I don't want to argue against any
the
of
graphics
these.
Are amazing in Donkey Kong Country. They're like three graphics, but pixels.
Yeah. No. I don't know. I never vibed with the art style of those games.
They were really cool to see.
How everybody
go into the other room, grab your Donkey Kong 64 cartridge, and toss it out the window.
Yeah, everybody.
No, and then go downstairs, get it, shove it somewhere. You know what I mean?
No. Two looked great.
Everybody, I'm just saying, man. Art style was fun.
I would argue that that is exactly what made it iconic. Like, everybody remembers. You're like, what? Like, it's 3D. Yeah. It wasn't, right? Yeah.
There was that weird time where they were like, let's make sprites out of SGI graphics and like Clay Fighter until like that came out of it. And remember Clay Fighter? Remember that thing?
Yeah. Sure.
Remember that
Donkey Kong Country? Like, it caught so much.
So we have one more spot for most iconic Super Nintendo games: Street Fighter 2 Turbo, Final Fantasy 3, Chrono Trigger, or Mega Man X.
Super Mario All-Stars.
Four-way tie.
What'd you say?
Four-way tie. I can't like choose.
I know. I mean, honestly, it is a four-way tie, but I think looking at this list, it's Final Fantasy 3.
You can make the argument Street Fighter is more of an arcade thing than an SNES thing.
Like I said, I think it is an arcade thing, but I also think that it like it had such a home as like you can take that experience that's so popular in the arcades home, and like people fucking loved that with the multiplayer and all that. But Final Fantasy
it's memorable but iconic. Big difference.
I'm gonna go Final Fantasy as well.
Bless.
I can go Final Fantasy. Like, I would say Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
I remember the
leave your vote.
Let's see where it lands out.
Remember the weight in my hand and picking that Final Fantasy 3 cartridge out?
I'm going Street Fighter, but I understand the argument for Final Fantasy, and I'm not going to, like, go hard against it. I think that's reasonable.
So the list is Super Metroid, Super Mario World, Link to the Past, Donkey Kong Country, and Final Fantasy 3. That's a fucking list.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to note, if you had any worries about Final Fantasy 3, I would argue, and I feel like 3 was just so... That was the one that started to transcend, like, everywhere across the globe, that everybody started talking Final Fantasy. I mean, I feel like that's what happened that, and why, like, it's deserving.
We credit 7 with being the beginning of the JRPG boom in America, but 6 seeded the ground quite a bit.
Yeah.
Big time.
Totally. Moving on to the end.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, I'm so excited.
All right, first job.
Mario 64, Ocarina of Time.
Yes, easy.
Boom and
done. Those are like the two obvious ones. No, we all have to get a list up of like N64 games.
But that's the thing. Like, to throw out there to start this list growing a little bit.
You got to put Super Mario 64. Just put it on the list and get it done.
Mario 64 and Ocarina are on the list.
Oh, yeah. You got both.
Yeah, easy.
Sorry.
But just moving on to like get some here to start calling later. GoldenEye.
Yeah, GoldenEye was the next one.
Yeah.
Can we just
put on my list. Perfect Dark.
Can we just play the Buck Bumble theme?
Perfect Dark's not going to hang, but we can type it down.
Like, just play the opening to Buck Bumble. That's
Star
all
Fox.
Buck Bumble.
Yes. Star Fox.
I'm going to throw one out there that might give me some looks, but Pokemon Stadium.
Yeah, maybe. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think it deserves a shout-out. I don't think it hangs at all.
Yeah, it deserves a shout-out for sure. Smash Brothers, obviously.
You want to know.
Mario Kart 64.
The real
That's got to be a lock. Mario Kart 64.
Yeah, that might be a lock. Mario Party.
The real Pokemon game that deserves the shout-out. I just got to get it out of my system.
Yeah. Go for it,
Pokemon
man.
Puzzle League.
Hey, Eevee, Pikachu. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Pokemon
Snap.
That's not iconic.
How did either of you say Snap?
Yeah, Snap. Pokemon Snap is in the conversation.
Dude, that was in like hotel rooms.
Snap or Puzzle League?
Snap. I wish Puzzle League was.
Dude, Puzzle League is great. I feel like for me, Puzzle League is probably the superior.
Legit.
Quality aside, Turok.
Sure.
That's interesting.
Anybody say Wave Race yet?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. I didn't write that down. That's a real good one.
Y'all motherfuckers, I'm just going to do it. Cruising USA.
Oh my God. This guy had to bring up this arcade argument. And all he keeps throwing out are arcade games.
I mean, you're right. You're right that it is tied more to arcade.
Yeah. While we're on this train
of putting things that aren't going to make it, Snowboard Kids.
No.
No.
It's not going to make it, but I just want to say the
words. Just want to say those words together.
Diddy Kong Racing probably isn't going to make it, but I feel like it's in the conversation more so than
Oh, wait. We're fucking up. Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, yeah. Banjo-Kazooie. Oh, yeah. We might be able to
Banjo,
extend it.
And you already said Smash, right?
Yeah.
Episode 1 Racer.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah,
arguable, but this is the important one. Yeah. And since Greg's not here either, which WWE game are we putting on this
list? No Mercy.
No Mercy, yeah.
Yeah, probably No Mercy.
Did I already say Mario Party?
Yeah, you did.
Did you?
But if it's not there, then it should be
what
there.
Was that three? Would it's we not on Mario here. Party 3?
One through three.
I would say two.
Two is probably the one that people
Two's,
like
yeah, when it picked up most steam.
And is that the one where, is he a cowboy in the front of that?
I think that was three.
Oh,
that
no, was two three. Was the cowboy.
Was it?
I remember the cars.
On the cartridge?
I'm pretty sure. It was the cowboy map and the wizard map.
I'm looking it up.
Oh, you might be right. Yeah, two's the one. Yeah, it's two.
About 1080.
Wow.
1080p snowboarding. I was going to say 1080p snowboarding.
Oh, shit. Tony Hawk.
I wish it was.
See, Tony Hawk's PlayStation.
Yeah, that's PlayStation.
Even though I first played Tony Hawk's Pro Skater on
N64. Yeah, I associate with N64, so.
So wait, where's that put us right now?
It puts us at a lot, but like looking at it, there's a lot more. That's going to get
close. Jet is pointing out Majora's Mask as well.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I don't know about iconic.
I don't know if it hangs. I think it's like one of those tier two, tier three iconic games, but iconic. Top five, yeah.
I gave it a 9.9, I think.
Wow. Too so cowardly close. To give it a 10.
So close.
What's with you in 0.9?
Might have been a 0.8, but that could have been the first one.
Did we put Perfect Dark on there already?
It's on there.
Okay.
And you already got Mario Kart 64, right?
Yes.
Rocket Robot on wheels.
Heck yeah.
Don't even type it.
I don't necessarily think it's a good game.
No, it's not iconic at all, but.
Shadows of the Empire.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
I remember buying it and being so disappointed. But the hype was huge.
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Yeah.
That game exists.
What? The game's good.
Hmm.
Let's see. I feel like we're missing a couple like
Pilot Wings?
Yeah. Ooh,
it's one of two launch games.
It's pretty
games.
Iconic.
It's not going to hang, but it's worth mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
What
were you
going to
say, Tim?
Rogue Squadron?
We didn't even mention F-Zero.
It's
not without those top five.
So what?
Did we say Mario Kart 64?
I'm just gonna say I'm gonna say Jet Force Gemini just to say it, but it's not gonna hang.
It will not. Yeah.
No.
That was a hot mess.
Mickey's Speedway or whatever it's called. Lord. The other rare
Beetle Adventure Racing. Fantastic,
dude.
Game.
That game was so much fun.
Yeah, but no.
So much fun. Turok was an interesting ad, Imran, because. I would have written it off first, but man, that was
It's certainly iconic.
007, The World Is Not Enough.
Oh God, fuck!
I love that
dude.
Game.
See, yeah, this is again.
That
like,
was great.
In the spirit of like these are must haves, where this is going to go pretty fast.
This is going to go pretty fast.
It's going to be GoldenEye, right? Ocarina of Time, Mario Kart 64, Super Mario 64. You're already at four.
Yeah,
Banjo-Kazooie's for sure on there too.
Doom 64,
Paper Mario.
Paper Mario's
dope.
Yeah, we're gonna get
one of the best games on there for sure.
Yeah. All right. I think we're in a good place to start going down.
So go ahead and separate.
We're gonna go down and we're gonna bold the ones that were like that definitely has a shot.
Yes.
GoldenEye.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perfect Dark.
No.
I love it, but
yeah, GoldenEye like that's one of those ones where my GoldenEye takes it, and they both don't deserve to be
perfect,
there.
Yeah.
Star Fox 64.
Yes.
Pokemon Stadium.
Yeah.
I wish, but I don't think
I love
hang.
It. I love it, but it's just
informative.
Those mini games I feel like are iconic.
Lickitung, dude. Lickitung Sushi.
Dude, yeah, the Lickitung Sushi.
I was thinking about that yesterday, actually.
Me too, actually.
What the astro?
Maybe there was a tweet or something.
Yeah,
I remember recently thinking about Pokemon Stadium mini games.
Are you guys on?
Oh, man, let me tell you.
The Lickitung fan forum.
Lickitung fan forum.
Smash Brothers. I'm going to say yes.
It has a shot.
Not
iconic.
It has a shot.
Yeah.
Mario Kart 64.
Yes.
Yes.
Pokemon Puzzle League.
No.
Nah.
No.
Pokemon Snap.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm gonna say yeah.
More really? So, absolutely than Stadium.
Than Stadium. Well,
yeah.
I guess yeah.
Everyone.
When Snap came out on the Wii VC, people were like, "Hell yeah, finally!"
Yeah.
That was the first like Pokemon Go practically.
Turok.
Oh,
Turok.
Yeah.
I feel like is close, but like it's
Turok
not.
Is
yeah.
No, it's not.
It's not gonna hang in that top five.
Wave Race.
It won't.
Great,
no.
But
so good.
Cruising USA.
That water Wave Race looked incredible.
Okay. Okay. Do you remember the announcer? Yeah. That was my favorite part of that game.
For a second, I was like, what's free
to drop?
Okay.
What about Mario Golf, Mario Tennis?
The Camelot
game. Ooh, Mario Golf.
Fuck.
That actually, that's a good ad.
I would put tennis over golf, too.
I would put golf.
Mario Tennis is great.
I like both of those games. I don't know that they're most like.
Yeah, I don't think they make this final list. Killer Instinct.
No.
Snowboard Kids.
No.
Diddy Kong Racing.
It's
the last section.
Yeah, tier two. I don't think that's tier one.
Banjo Kazooie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Star Wars Episode One Racer.
No.
WWF No Mercy.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
If episode one racing isn't making it,
I'm sorry.
I wouldn't put No Mercy above episode one racing.
They both voted, so I'm putting it there. There's no way this made it.
There's no way.
Yeah, but there was not as good a wrestling game until then, and there hasn't been as good a wrestling game since.
There wasn't as good of a Star Wars racing game before episode one racer.
Hey, Racer's Revenge, not that bad.
No.
On PlayStation 2.
I take it back.
Mario Party 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
Majora's Mask. I don't think it's going to make it.
Not iconic.
I think it just came out so late in the system's life cycle that it's hard to say it's iconic with it.
And it's hard to be like, we're going to put Ocarina and Majora's on the list. I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. 1080 Snowboarding.
No.
No.
Shadows of the Empire.
No.
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
No.
No.
Pilot Wings.
No. Maybe. Yeah, only iconic because it was a launch game, but it won't hang with the five.
You can't be an iconic game for being on the launch of the N64.
It was two games.
If you're not Mario 64.
It was video games. That was the entire launch.
Dude, Toys R Us is what made Mario Kart.
The R-Zone.
Pilot Wings and then Jet Force Gemini.
No.
No.
So, okay.
Even though it's one of the best games.
The Culling Begins.
Wow, that list got really bad as we started going.
Hey, don't you dare. Jet Force Gemini.
As Star Trek things were passing on.
One of the early great third-person shooters of our time.
I wanted it to be so good.
The weird bug-eyed.
We have two locks right now.
They're literally bug people.
They changed the art style.
Super Mario 64, Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
So we have three open spots. Four. Eight games.
Okay, let's just argue about GoldenEye now. What do you think?
GoldenEye's in.
There you go. See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see. I suspected nobody would argue against it.
So, GoldenEye. Star Fox 64.
Yes.
Possibly. I think it's in there.
I'm not sold, but
wait.
I could be.
I mean,
Star Fox 64, dude, the Rumble Pack, the voices, like, so many iconic lines of do a barrel roll. It's like, it's the whole package. The multiplayer was shitty, but everyone played it.
And more to the point, it's just associated with the N64 more than, like, any other game. To the point where every single Star Fox game since then has been like, what if we just did this game over again?
Yeah, and just do it worse somehow. Damn time.
Just think about all the other games. And
yeah, I gotta hear the names.
Mario 64 is making the list for me. Right,
we'll keep it as a maybe there. Smash Brothers. I'm gonna say like comparing it to Star Fox 64.
No,
it's the weakest Smash Brothers game.
How dare you?
It is.
I mean, you're not wrong, but how dare you? How dare you? Yeah, put it in that context.
Obviously, to me, Smash Brothers was like my fucking life, and like I do associate it so much.
That's me too. I played it on the N64.
Oh yeah.
And I played it hard.
I played the hell out of that game. It just, when I think about that.
And I would I personally put it over Star Fox.
If you gave me a list of every Smash Bros. Game to play, it would be maybe last or second to last.
Yeah, but I feel like that's just because, I feel like I could make that argument for Star Fox, if they made a good Star Fox game after Star Fox 64.
That's the kind of thing.
But
I feel like
that doesn't then make it more iconic than Super Smash Bros. 64.
Yeah, actually, Super Smash Bros. 64, now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
It hit really hard like towards the end.
That was the first crossover of that kind for Nintendo, and we all remember that commercial where they're all fighting.
Dude,
on the
these are some solid points being made. I'm gonna argue for it. Mario Kart 64,
was so good.
Yes.
Pokemon Snap, I think it gets the cut at this point.
Yeah. In a top 10 list, it would be for
Pokemon
sure.
Pokemon was always like portable. You know,
Mario Party 2. I feel like if it comes down to Smash, Mario Kart, and Mario Party, Mario Party's not making the cut.
Yeah, it's
I've never heard of Smash 64, honestly.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, it's definitely not over Mario Kart.
WWF No Mercy.
I would put that over all those other games, honestly.
What?
You're crazy.
Y'all are wild.
You would put that as one of the most iconic games over all of the other games.
No Mercy.
Nintendo 64.
No, not all those other 64 games. All the other, like, the Mario Kart, Smash, Mario Party.
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Brian?
I understand the argument, but I think people would have trouble remembering even what it was called, you know, No Mercy. Like, they'd remember WB, they'd be like, yeah, but if first off top of their head, all those other ones would probably make the list beforehand.
If I'm outvoted, I'm outvoted, but I think that is one that I would keep on
there. I played the crap out of all
most iconic.
Fran, is it like, we're voting that it's not on the list. What do you say?
First, the others, no, it's not going to be on my list.
So then, Banjo-Kazooie.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the most iconic, y'all.
I don't think it hangs.
I know,
with
that's
the
thing.
Banjo-Kazooie on
so
an
close.
N64 iconic list?
Yes.
But those,
it's on there.
I think it's like six
so...
or seven, you know?
I don't know.
Like, Banjo-Kazooie, I might even put up there. I'll put up there above Smash Brothers, even though Smash Brothers is like
for iconic.
Higher on my favorite game list. Like, Smash Brothers, I think, is a... Actually, I don't even know if I'd say it's a better game, but Banjo-Kazooie is definitely more iconic than
this. This is like when I'm arguing for Castlevania.
I don't think so.
This is a thing that was really important to me for that first system.
Yeah. Like, Smash Brothers was way more important to me than Banjo-Kazooie. I only played Banjo-Kazooie for the first time in 2016. But I remember at the time, I remember being a kid and being like, and my friends talking about Banjo-Kazooie at school, and me being like, this game with the bear? And then I go home and play Donkey Kong 64, and I'm like, yeah. All
right, so here's what we're going to do. There are five games on the list. Mm-hmm. We're going to each go around the table. Each one of us needs to pick the two that we think belong.
Tim, can I throw one out there that someone brought up in the chat?
Go for it.
Because even though it's one of the worst games of all time.
Superman 64?
Superman 64.
Not iconic enough.
It's in the conversation.
That's the right word.
I don't know if I'd say it's in the conversation.
I think it is because it is so tied, but like not on this level.
When you're talking about games that are so bad that they're iconic for the console, I'm looking at E.T. Like, E.T. is part of that
conversation. And I think Superman 64 is number two.
But Superman 64 didn't affect the N64. Like, Superman 64 came out. I didn't know that was a bad game until I, like, grew up. And I looked on YouTube videos, like, top 10 worst games of all time that I learned about Superman 64. Yeah. Like, that wasn't a conversation I was having with my friends.
We literally have a copy of No Mercy behind
us. Right behind your head is No Mercy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just funny.
That's because Greg Miller works here.
All right, now,
Here's the thing. We're going around the table. Out of these five games, you need to pick the two that you think make the list. Star Fox 64, Super Smash Brothers, Mario Kart 64, Banjo-Kazooie, Mario Party 2.
Okay. That's easy. I forgot what the other four were, but if I'm choosing from that list.
The other are Mario 64, Ocarina of Time, GoldenEye. So you're picking the two more to fill out that list.
Yeah, it was Mario Kart 64 and Super Smash Brothers for me.
Hold on one sec. I'm going Star Fox 64, Mario Kart.
Ooh, no
I'm going Mario Kart
64.
Mario Kart 64 or Banjo-Kazooie.
It's funny. This is the Iowa caucus thing, and we all have the same second choice. It's Mario Kart 64 for my second choice, technically, and Star Fox my first.
You're ranking them.
Okay, so Mario Kart 64 is for sure on there.
So it's Mario Kart and Star Fox.
That's the overlap?
Yep. We all say Mario Kart, so that definitely made the list. Then Star Fox 64 was from both of us.
Gotcha.
So
Star Fox over Banjo-Kazooie?
Star Fox over Banjo and Star Fox definitely, over Smash. Man.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love Banjo, dude. Like, I just feel like global fans around the world.
Y'all weren't a kid when I was a kid.
I remember, informed and uninformed people are making this list.
That is going to shape the list, is that we're going to have different levels of nostalgia for certain things.
I don't even have nostalgia for Banjo-Kazooie.
I feel like the top 10 for N64 is really easy.
Yeah.
The top 5 does get just difficult, but again, I feel like once we make the list, it starts looking so much more like, all right, I buy.
Obviously.
Mario 3, Mario 1, Duck Hunt, Legend of Zelda, Mega Man 2. That's the Nintendo. Super Metroid, Mario World, Link to the Past, Donkey Kong Country, Final Fantasy 3. That's the Super Nintendo. Super Mario 64, Zelda Ocarina of Time, GoldenEye, Star Fox 64, Mario Kart 64. That's the N64, dude. List. Solid list.
But it'd even be more solid than N64 if Banjo-Kazooie was on there.
Nah.
I'm just saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we move on, let me tell you about our sponsors. This episode of the Kinda Funny Games cast is brought to you by Movement. Our friends over at Movement Watches have already done all the hard work for you when it comes to Valentine's Day. If you're thinking about what gift should I be getting that little special someone, yo, maybe a watch, maybe some sunglasses. Movement, MVMT, they do the magic for you. Cool Greg loves his gold watch. He wears it all the time. Gold watch, black face. It's fantastic. I love my sunglasses that I wear all the time. Anytime I'm going out, when that sunny sun's out there, you know I got some movement on my face. If you need a little extra help choosing the perfect style for your Valentine, you can find exactly what you need with Movement's 2020 Valentine's Day gift guide. Who says you can't also gift yourself while you're at it? You know what I mean? Movement likes to give you those options. You can help yourself look better and your special someone look better. You can get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/kinda and enjoy a free extra watch strap plus a free gift box with every watch order. The gift boxes are nice too. It's like some sturdy quality stuff. You can go to mvmt.com/kinda for your most stress-free Valentine's Day gifting yet. mvmt.com/kinda. Next, shout out to Manscaped. Here is your pubic service announcement. After more than 18 months of research and development, the Manscaped engineering team has confirmed they've successfully created the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created. The Lawnmower 3.0 Manscaping Trimmer is now available for purchase. The third generation Manscaped trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents. Millions of balls are about to be nick-free thanks to Manscaped's advanced skin-safe technology. Don't you want your balls to be nick-free? I know I do. My balls have been shaved really nicely in the last couple of months, thanks to Manscaped. Greg's have as well. If you have used the Lawnmower 2.0, it's an easy transition because it's the same replacement blade with a new and improved skin-safe technology, and there's an LED light that can help you see what's going on down there. You can get 20% off and plus free shipping with the code KINDA at manscaped.com. As always, your balls will thank you. That 20% off plus free shipping will equal 100% off the hair of your balls with the code KINDA at manscaped.com. I like that last bit. Did you like it, Barrett?
I love it.
There you go. Thank you. And then finally, Upstart. As most of us have found out the hard way, getting into debt is easy. Getting out is hard, especially if your credit score isn't great. Thankfully, now there's Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending platform that knows that you are more than just your credit score. They offer smarter interest rates to help you pay off high-interest credit card debt. One of my good friends been going through some life issues, been going through some money issues, and Upstart, there to help him, man. Upstart goes beyond the traditional credit score when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter rate. That's how he got helped out. Upstart believes you're more than just your credit score. They believe in you. They make it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate. And since it's just a soft pull, it won't affect your credit score. Over 400,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards and meet their financial goals. You can join them. Be 400,001. People. That could be you. See why Upstart's ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/kinda to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes. That's upstart.com/kinda. Now, Fran, it's GameCube time.
Woo, man.
Mario Kart Double Dash.
We'll see.
GameCube was very get out of here.
GameCube was very
that's a we'll see.
But it is a we'll see.
GameCube was very interesting because I feel like that's when Nintendo got really weird, and I feel like you can make a lot of different arguments for a lot of different franchises in ways that, like, I don't think a Mario game is for sure on this list. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Mario game kind of sucked for.
I'm gonna put Mario Sunshine as
actually a great game, but
it was adequate.
I agree with you.
Yeah. It was,
but even like I feel like for previous consoles, the Zelda game is like the number one pick. Whereas here, like, the Zelda game might make it, but I don't think it's the easy number one. The way that Legend of Zelda, Super or Link to the Past,
yeah, they're not
and Ocarina of Time.
Well, like the one that is easy. Super Smash Brothers Melee.
Oh, yes. Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, actually, and you're right.
And Metroid Prime, yeah.
But Super Smash Brothers Melee, I just can't imagine anybody would be like, no, that's not on the list.
Yeah. Has to be.
Animal Crossing.
Or maybe.
Pikmin!
We should have put Animal Crossing on the N64 list.
Pikmin! But no one played on N64.
Luigi's Mansion, I'm going to put there.
Soul Calibur 2.
Ooh.
Not iconic at all.
Holy shit. That is a fantastic
what?
Choice.
Y'all
wish I was
going to
take it.
Soul Calibur 2.
It's so associated with GameCube. The fact that it was on three systems and everyone wanted the Nintendo.
Yeah, that was the one that made me go, like, dang it. Like, I got the
wrong one. Of course, you got to play as Link. But that Link's iconic, not Soul Calibur 2.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah.
Soul Calibur 2 isn't iconic?
Not on GameCube.
You're super wrong. Super wrong here.
You are crazy.
I think you're wrong.
You go play Dreamcast with Soul Calibur.
I had Calibur. Well, I had PS2 Soul Calibur.
Dreamcast or whatever.
I was upset that I got Heihachi.
You got Heihachi.
Yeah, and I was like, this game is excellent. It's one of my favorite fighting games of all time, and it'd be just a bit better if I had Link instead of Heihachi. Then I played the game with Link in it. Then I played the GameCube version, and I was like, this is a perfect video game. This is a 10 out of 10 video game.
All the other GameCube games, like, I understand where it's coming from, but I just think you're crazy compared to everything else out there. Like, Eternal Darkness.
I don't know if
it's way more iconic than Soul Calibur 2.
Soul Calibur 2 is way above Eternal Darkness.
Nobody would tie that to GameCube. I'm sorry.
If you said, nobody would. What?
Soul Calibur 2?
Somebody put a fucking poll out right now on Twitter.
Wait,
if you said Mario Sunshine, they're like, okay, yeah, good point.
What was just said? What was
your point? Eternal Darkness?
You are super wrong here.
Wait, the fact Eternal that you bring Darkness? This up is such a, like, what most poll hours am I putting played, up? Or, like, I don't even know, but, like, out of...
What?
Hey.
Yeah, what I don't even know what the...
I feel like you guys are going back to my favorite games Soul or whatever.
No, it's actually true.
It's iconic. It's people tied up. It's people that bought the game.
Like, I'm weirded out that you don't think it's...
I just don't.
But that's I don't know if it's in the top five, but I think it's definitely... Like,
I just would tie Soul Calibur 2 to so many other, you know...
Hey, so the words perfect video game were used there? Want to put the actual perfect video game? Resident Evil 4.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys got Wind Waker on there?
Yep.
Cool.
Well, I just put it there.
Cool. I love that's the one that shook things up. Soul Calibur.
Oh, Thousand Year Door.
Paper Mario. Yep. That was about the last one on my list.
Paper Mario, yeah. Throw out Eternal Darkness, right?
It's on the list.
What, are you crazy?
It's not going to make
it. It's not going to make it.
That's you guys.
It's a great game, but no way. Like, Super Mario Strikers, great game. It's not going to make this list.
Oh, yeah, that's a great game.
Don't compare Eternal Darkness to Super Mario Strikers.
For iconic? We're talking about iconic. If I go out on the street and ask anybody, like, oh, do you know Super Mario Strikers or do you know Eternal Darkness? They're going to tell me, well,
By the way, bless
not many people are going
to
say
honestly, it's crazy. But.
We need to channel the angry Reg voice and the that, this is what.
Oh,
you need,
yeah, because I'm sweating right now.
I love this.
This is such a weird thing for me.
What GameCube games are we missing here? Like,
we're probably a ton. What do we associate Prince of Persia with?
See, I go Xbox.
Mm.
I go either way. I mean, I loved it on GameCube. Again, I just would never.
It's
associate.
Too agnostic that I think it kind of muddles the message.
What about Beyond Good and Evil?
I associate that with GameCube, but I also feel like it's a
Rogue Squadron on here.
Oh, Rogue Squadron is a good one.
Rogue Squadron. Which one?
Two.
Probably, I just think the first one. Because
the launch game.
It was so iconically.
Well, first
like,
one was N64.
Yeah. The launch,
oh, sorry.
So Rogue Squadron 2 was the launch game, right?
But what was the subtitle again?
It's not going to hang. I just want to shout it out. Beautiful Joe.
Yeah, Rogue Leader.
Beautiful Joe.
Yeah, Beautiful Joe. Totally.
Bring it back.
Not iconic, but amazing.
Yeah.
But we had Metroid
Prime on
there.
I'll put it there for the conversation.
I'm going to say these words, and I might get laughed out the room.
Go for it.
Twilight Princess. And
no.
It's a weird one because
I wouldn't associate
it
with
game.
That's a Wii game. Yeah. The GameCube version actually came out after the Wii version.
Did it really?
Yeah. Trust me, I made a 4-hour video project on Zelda.
I didn't know that. We're about to have a very similar argument about two consoles from now. So
yeah.
But
it came out like 13 days after the Wii version, and it's just like the weirdest. But I get it because they probably wanted to sell more Wiis.
I played it on Wii.
Yeah.
No one associates it with GameCube. They associate it with
the
launch.
What about Tales of Symphonia?
No.
I think it's iconic.
I feel like that's a little too niche, where it's like, I agree with you, fantastic game, and everybody loves it, but like it's not going to.
F-Zero GX?
I want it on the list because it belongs.
I played the arcade version a couple weeks ago.
I saw.
Holy shit, that thing is amazing.
It's amazing.
Like the seat moves. Like,
Triforce.
Yeah.
Chip.
The Sega, Namco, Nintendo thing. Resident Evil Remake.
Yeah, it's funny that I wanted to like throw that out, but I'm like, everybody's just going to think PlayStation for Resident Evil.
Remake, I think it's
but the remake was pretty iconic, nonetheless. I do think
Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes.
Twin Snakes,
yeah, sure.
I would put it on iconic list, sure.
Okay. I just think we have a pretty solid
five to seven already. We have a pretty solid list.
Are we putting one or two for Metroid Prime? I'm going to say one.
One.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, cool. We have a good list to go off of here. Shout out to Fire Emblem Path of Radiance, my favorite Fire Emblem.
Yeah, my favorite Fire Emblem too.
All right. Mario Kart Double Dash. Do we think it has to be on the list?
Fran?
I don't necessarily think it does.
What game? I'm sorry.
Mario Kart.
Compared to all these other ones? Nah.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, it's probably my least favorite Mario Kart. Like, second least favorite.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't think Mario Kart becomes iconic again until, honestly, Mario Kart 8.
Yeah.
What? Are you kidding me?
I think you're
wrong. Are you kidding me? Mario Kart Wii?
Wii
was a revolution.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The
Wii might be number two on the
Wii version sold 30 million copies.
You just said Mario Kart Wii was a revolution?
Yes.
You're a fucking
It is one of the best games of all time.
Dude, they had that game in my school.
Everything on the Wii was a revolution. Because
the motion thing,
20 million extra people played the franchise for the first time is what happened.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong in saying not iconic, but I do agree with the sentiment is that Mario Kart did not get good again until Mario Kart 8.
Yeah.
Mario Kart 7.
DS is really good.
Yeah, 3DS is good.
But also, I don't think we necessarily have to cut Double Dash yet. I feel like you could like float around.
All right, okay. I'll let it float.
I feel like a lot of these games are going to be iffy.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I think Double Dash is good.
GameCube it's funny that I feel like GameCube so far has the least like has to be there.
Dude, that's what I'm saying is that once you get to GameCube, it's like
should be a fun
argument
though.
Yeah,
Super Mario Sunshine.
No.
I
think that's another floater.
It's not going to be in the top
floater.
Five.
I think it's another floater.
I feel like you guys are putting quality on this. Like, again, if people know five games on, I don't know. I see why you're bringing up some of these other
third-party games, I
guess. Sunshine,
compared to all the other 3D Mario games, is obscure.
It's also the only Mario game that never, like, ported or,
like,
remade in any way.
If you ask someone, like, their, like, really fast shot, you know, most iconic GameCube games, like, go... Almost they always name
it's
Mario
like,
first in every
because
like,
that's
like
the obvious thing you
should make a name before Sunshine.
I say we're keeping Sunshine for now.
Yeah,
okay.
Zelda Wind Waker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Art style alone makes it iconic for
Metroid Prime.
Yes.
Definitely.
Smash Melee.
Yes.
Definitely.
The only definite it's on this list so far, I think. Right.
I think Prime is also a definite.
Prime
ready
and
for
Prime
Resident
and
Evil
that
4.
Are two definite.
Prime are in four.
Yeah. Sorry. Prime and Melee. Can we make a motion that they're on the list?
Yes.
Please.
Cool. Then.
RE4?
Animal Crossing.
Oh.
I think it gets the cut.
Yeah.
I think it was huge for the GameCube.
Yeah.
I'd say let's put a pin on it for now.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can see that.
Pikmin.
Yeah.
I wish it was iconic, but.
Yeah.
They've never really been able to make Pikmin catch on.
It's still done reasonably well, but it's just not like
Luigi's Mansion.
I'm gonna say.
I mean, he's definitely. He's
I'm gonna
definitely
say more
there,
so more so than the other floaters. I think Luigi's Mansion.
All right, we'll keep Luigi's Mansion then. Soul Calibur 2.
Yes.
No.
100%.
Yes.
100%.
I'm not sure about 100%, but I'd say
100% is in this conversation.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's an iconic.
Like I think that's another floater.
Weirdos.
Eternal Darkness.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Are you insane?
No. I don't think so.
Memorable and iconic. I'm sorry.
It's a fine game. It's just not.
It's funny.
Like, about the Fran's
perspective on this is interesting because I feel like you were so ingrained in the Nintendo coverage at that point.
Yeah.
Like your perspective is just different.
It probably is in this case because I'm probably, thinking about the more informed people in this case, which again, I've argued against along the way. But I'm just like, I still think that people went to the store and man, they just, whether they bought it or not,
Eternal Darkness.
No, case. I'm not kidding because the maturity level of that game on the Nintendo system brought so many eyeballs on it. Everybody knew about it. It was in every major first party advertisement because it was like a second party game from Nintendo. Like it was Nintendo's top five promoted for a long period of time. So I think you guys are underselling the power of Eternal Darkness iconically.
I think if it were that iconic, they could have gotten, what was it called? Rise of the Eternals? Or whatever
they're talking
the spiritual sequel that they tried to kickstart three times and failed each time.
Yeah, well, it moved around companies and they had a number of
companies. And there's a pedophile involved and there's the all kinds of things going that are not great. But yeah,
video games are wild.
Resident Evil 4,
for sure.
Yeah, that one's like definite.
Can we all agree right now?
Let's put that on the
list.
Yeah, see, that's why I was like, we're already at 4 with that one on the list in my mind.
That's 3.
Oh, okay. I thought we had 4.
Prime Melee.
We're at Prime Melee and Resident Evil 4.
Prime Melee, RE4. Okay, I thought there was another one.
Paper Mario 1000 Year Door.
Yes.
I think that's another floater.
Maybe a floater, but I think it's worth it.
Because I don't know if I put that above.
We don't have anything to put it above quite yet.
Yeah, well, when I'm thinking of floaters, right? Like, does it make it above Mario Sunshine and Luigi's Mansion?
See, we got some floaters that, like, the floaters start to like, make sense to me. Rogue Squadron, I think, gets cut.
That gets cut.
It was such an amazing graphical showcase that launched. Like, it was a thing that, like, oh, actually, it was worth waiting a year after the PS2 and missing all these amazing games because this game looks amazing.
Solid game, too.
What do you think, Bless?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine with cutting it.
Oh, okay, cool. Beautiful Joe.
No, it's,
I just wanted to shout it out. I knew it wasn't going to hang, but I just fucking
great
love
game.
That game. Bring it back.
F-Zero GX.
No.
Amazing game.
It is iconic.
Amazing game.
To some people, it is the most iconic game. I don't think it's iconic overall.
Oh, I know why I was thinking for it, because Sunshine's still on my list. Like,
got it.
Thinking for it.
Resident Evil Remake. No. I don't think it's obvious. It is iconic, but I think RE4.
Yeah, on a list that RE4
it's iconic to the series, not necessarily to the GameCube.
Metal Gear Solid Twin Snakes.
No,
I also think. Yeah, it can go. So we have 2 spots left: Mario Kart Double Dash, Super Mario Sunshine, Wind Waker, Animal Crossing, Luigi's Mansion, Soul Calibur 2, Paper Mario 1000 Year Door.
Wind Waker, I think, is
I'm with Wind Waker.
Mm-hmm. Wind Waker and Luigi's Mansion are the 2 most out of those.
Put Super Mario Sunshine before that, but Wind Waker.
I feel like
we already have 3.
I feel like Sunshine is. Despite quality of the game.
I still feel like
I know, I think it's good too. I just don't think it's like it's not a 10, which Mario games usually are. Mm-hmm. It was like a 8.
I just associate
maybe a 7.9.
I give it a 9.4. I would have
really?
Given it a 9.1 looking back.
Wow.
But,
with the blue coins?
Dude, that game
is padded.
Awesome. No. I understand it had its issues, but
my question about Sunshine.
It was such a cool departure, actually.
I
and
love
the physics were incredible.
My question about Sunshine is what
the
did that game level. And I know this.
Yeah, that was huge.
This conversation of iconic kind of generally means like how many people know it, but like, you know, when we go back to the definition of iconic, when we talk about tied to the system or like notable for whatever reason, what did Sunshine do that was iconic? Besides, be a Mario game.
It was the successor to Super Mario 64 in terms of a 3D Mario, and that gets
and
a lot
changed
of attention.
Things up.
It got a lot of attention.
Like it changed things up in a way that, like, there was the trinity of
clean is better than dirty
games of Wind Waker, Metroid Prime, and Sunshine that were just like, hey, we have these established franchises, and they're all going to be radically different than what you expect.
Yeah,
everyone expected Ocarina of Time,
and then
but I feel like within that argument, that then makes it less.
It also, one of the main arguments about how disappointing Nintendo got during the GameCube generation.
Yes.
Was like they were rushing their games, clearly. And Wind Waker had a bunch of cut dungeons. Mario Sunshine was like not super polished, especially, and certainly didn't revolutionize like Mario 64 did. So I think in that
still
sense,
a fantastic game.
You get that kind of argument of like, this game is also iconic for how disappointing it was to a lot of people.
Which is still iconic.
Yeah, which you can like feed in there.
Then
like,
you can put Mario Kart Double Dash on the list. If that's what we're talking about.
I feel like there's nothing necessarily like interesting about Sunshine that really like puts it in that iconic conversation. Like you can say it's a different Mario game, but Wind Waker was a different Zelda game. Double Dash was a different Mario Kart game.
And Luigi's Mansion was like the first time Luigi got the spotlight. Like GameCube is the only Nintendo system where I associate Luigi more to it than Mario.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I don't know if Luigi's Mansion I would say is
Luigi's Mansion is now a big franchise. I wouldn't put at the time it was like not great.
I would put Luigi's Mansion above Soul Calibur 2. Like I would still put Soul Calibur 2 above Luigi's Mansion.
Mm. I would put Paper Mario above all of those. That would be my choice.
Where are we? Wow. I can't believe we're talking about not having Mario on the list because you guys didn't apparently
Paper Mario's
Mario. Were you disappointed by it?
No, I was even like disappointed. Like that's not even my argument for it or my argument against it. My argument against it is that there's nothing necessarily like noteworthy.
I don't know,
it.
Man. Like the vibe of it, the island vibe of it, like the characters it introduced, it wasn't Mushroom Kingdom stuff.
Yeah,
it
was, but like Galaxy was space.
Everyone hates
Odyssey
Beyonders.
Was vacation. Like yeah. I feel like now, like especially at this point, if we're talking about 2020. Looking back at the iconic games of generations, like there have been so many different Mario games that I feel like Sunshine is just so like unnoteworthy. Right.
Yeah. We're only talking about the GameCube and its most iconic.
And I would still throw out Paper Mario.
So
we're going to do the vote again. We're at Metroid Prime, Super Smash Bros. Melee, and Resident Evil 4. The rest of the floater list, very solid at 7. Mario Kart Double Dash, Mario Sunshine, Zelda Wind Waker, Animal Crossing, Luigi's Mansion, Soul Calibur 2, Paper Mario, Thousand Year Door.
Honestly, I'm
each one of us, we're
going
to go around the table and vote 2.
Could you say them one more time?
Yes. Mario Kart Double Dash, Mario Sunshine, Zelda Wind Waker, Animal Crossing, Luigi's Mansion, Soul Calibur 2, Paper Mario, Thousand Year Door.
I'm saying Animal Crossing and Wind Waker. I think Animal Crossing should be on there.
Respectable.
Thank you.
I'm going Soul Calibur 2 and Wind Waker. Not in that order.
That's the same problem. I'm going to say Wind Waker and Thousand Year Door.
Dang good games. Super Mario Sunshine and Wind Waker.
I was really hoping for like a last second Double Dash like heel turn. From
So Wind Waker's for sure on there.
So Wind Waker is on the list.
Within those four games that we just mentioned.
So yeah, so that's the thing. Now we got to go, hold on.
There's like some calculus in me going like, maybe I'll put for Animal Crossing just to get on the list. And get
yeah, because that's my thing is like, I was thinking Fran might just go with one of ours knowing that that will then solidify the
just
list.
Look at
but
the
I'm
list.
Glad
it's
you
just...
didn't, because I feel like there's more discussion to be had here because Tim said Soul Calibur 2, and if I didn't say Animal Crossing, I would have said Soul Calibur 2.
Now
Soul
Calibur
2, Animal Crossing, Paper Mario, or Mario Sunshine. To me, it is between Soul Calibur 2 and Mario Sunshine.
For me, it's between Soul Calibur 2 and Animal Crossing.
For me, it's between Paper Mario
Wait, what's the...
Paper and Soul Calibur.
What's the current list? I'm so like...
We need to choose one more of these four to round out Metroid
but I
Prime.
I want
to
know what the
Metroid
list
Prime,
is currently.
Metroid okay. Prime, Super Smash Bros. Melee, Resident Evil 4, Legend of Zelda Wind Waker.
Okay.
Which of these games belongs on that list? Soul Calibur 2, Animal Crossing, Paper Mario, or Mario Sunshine? So now... We're going to go around again. Everyone's going to give their give two that you think should it
can
could
we,
be.
Can you say it one more time? Because I actually do want to hear a case for a couple of these.
Soul Calibur 2.
What is the thing that makes Soul Calibur 2 iconic? It's the fact that it's a good... It's
a damn good game.
It's one of the best fighting games.
Awesome. So there's historic context to it of like Soul Calibur being the Dreamcast huge game.
Yep.
It was the game that like put that system, not necessarily on the map, but like it was the major thing people bought that system
for. It was the one thing people that didn't own it were jealous of.
Yeah, and then when that game got a sequel... And it was like, oh, it's coming to all these systems, and there'll be an individual character for each system. And supposedly, that was supposed to be Cloud for PlayStation, but it was Hayachi instead because they couldn't license to the last.
What
second.
A loss, the dream.
But like, Link was the one people were most excited about. Yes. So suddenly became a thing of like, fuck, I really like this game on Dreamcast, and maybe I would get it on PS2 or Xbox, but Link.
Yeah. Like, and I think it's like aside from that, like the Link thing, I think also is like just a fantastic fighting game.
Oh, it's
like one of the most
amazing.
Yeah, like you were talking about the grand scheme of fighting games, Soul Calibur 2 is probably top 10, like for me at least.
Yeah.
So okay, we're gonna go around and of those four, pick your two.
Read that four again.
Soul Calibur 2, mm-hmm. Animal Crossing, Paper Mario, and Mario Sunshine.
I know I'm making this long, but can I hear an argument for and against Animal Crossing?
It is. I mean, it's one of Nintendo's most successful series now. Mm-hmm. At the time, it was like this really amazing thing of, holy shit, we have this like non-linear game where you just like build a town.
Wait for your mail.
Around your family. And like, you ever see that one, like, what was it, comic? That was a person talking about how they played the game with their mom who had cancer, and when they played it after she died, found all the presents she left them, and all that. Like, that's the kind of game. When I think about Animal Crossing, that's the kind of thing I think of.
It came out in Japan on N64 beforehand, right?
Yeah. Right.
So this technically isn't like the first Animal Crossing, but it's the first one in the West.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
well, they were the same, right? But it was
The original game didn't have a clock.
Yeah, they added.
So like a clock is fairly important to Animal Crossing.
But meaning they were like a year apart or less or whatever. But
okay.
It was Animal Crossing 64 upgraded and the clock.
Yeah, we never got to put some more.
Is there then an argument against Animal Crossing? Like, what's the reason why you guys aren't voting for it?
My argument against Animal Crossing.
We didn't
is
say we're not.
That
we?
I just don't. I don't.
Well,
think
you guys didn't vote for it before.
I don't think Animal Crossing is something that I associate directly with the GameCube, even though it was the first one in America and all that. I just think that
I'll be honest. I'm kind of torn now that I think about it.
My argument would be maybe it's more like more associated with other consoles like 3DS and DS.
Okay.
But
like New Leaf.
Also, GameCube was the one that had the NES games, which is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And a weird thing you don't see anymore.
Does it being like the first game, like the first game to kick it off for us in the West, do anything for you guys?
I think it's a really solid argument.
The argument
I went from, it wasn't on my list as much to the more I think about it, I'm like, man, I do think about Animal Crossing all the time when I think of GameCube.
Around the table, of these four, choose your two. Soul Calibur 2, Animal Crossing, Paper Mario, Mario Sunshine.
I actually think I've been converted a little bit.
Two?
I'm on Animal Crossing and Paper Mario.
I'm on Animal Crossing and Soul Calibur 2.
Fran.
What was it again? Animal Crossing, Paper Mario, Thousand Year Door,
Sunshine.
Soul Calibur 2 and Sunshine.
Jessica, born in Illinois.
Oh, and we're picking two.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm forgetting some, but it'd be Super Mario Sunshine and Animal Crossing.
So Soul Calibur 2, Animal Crossing, Paper Mario, Mario Sunshine.
Yeah. Mario Sunshine and Animal Crossing. I feel like I'm being tricked.
Okay.
I wanted to understand
more like where we're at with the actual games themselves.
We're all just very easily influenced.
Yeah, it's very easy to vote for like what you know, which is why I've been going for Soul Calibur 2 is because I know it and I understand why it's iconic. But also like I didn't play Animal Crossing on the GameCube, which is why I wanted to know more about like why you guys are voting for it or not voting for it, because I know I know what Animal Crossing is, but wouldn't know the context of it coming out then because I didn't have a GameCube.
Right. Mm. That's what I was going to say about Animal Crossing was I feel like there has been this look back effect of like, even if you knew about it, again, something you definitely, if you were into GameCube at the time, I feel like you knew about it, whether or not you played it. And now that it's so popular, like,
Like everybody knows
that
Animal
was a
Crossing
GameCube
is.
Game. Mm-hmm. You know, like I feel like you just know it, which adds some some value.
And
to
like, I'm not one that, like, I don't necessarily think that, you know, it not being as popular at the time makes it not one of the most iconic games on the console, especially if we feel the ripples now. Like, if everybody knows what Animal Crossing is now and it started on the GameCube, then I think there's a strong argument.
Well, it's
the
barely
top
changed,
five
so
most
helps.
Iconic GameCube games are Metroid Prime, mm-hmm. Super, Smash Brothers Melee, Resident Evil 4, Wind Waker, and Animal Crossing.
For me, the most interesting stuff
that's
is
how
like
you did that vote.
The ones where we have no discussion. Where it's like, oh yeah, obviously it's going to be Metroid Prime. Like, it's just like, oh, that's obviously the most iconic.
Yep, totally. All right, moving on to the Wii. Wii Sports.
Yeah.
Wii Sports,
yeah,
for sure.
Just about to board out myself.
136 million copies? Something insane like that?
It was 110 something, but either way, it's insane.
I mean, obviously it didn't outsell the number of Wiis, I'm guessing, but...
Mario Galaxy.
Well, one or two.
I would say one
is more iconic, but two is a better game.
That's where I'm at, too.
Yeah, me too. I was going to say I feel like I could make an argument for both, but I really can't.
Wait,
Mario Galaxy 1.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mario Kart Wii.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We didn't mention WarioWare for GameCube.
Fuck!
I just bought that game. We should play it.
Dude, I'd be down to play it.
Yes.
I feel like WarioWare was
but
the
WarioWare
DS
is,
iconic.
Yeah,
thing.
That's more like GameCube or not really. Game Boy
Once you
Advance.
Get the Game Boy Advance, it's going to be like, oh yeah, there's several WarioWare shit.
Or sorry, wait, it was Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, Game Boy Advance.
Right.
That said, smooth moves. It's not going to make it top five, but It's a great game.
Yeah, surprisingly good game.
Okay, so we have Wii Sports, Mario Galaxy, and Mario Kart Wii. Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess.
Do we want to do... Okay, so let's have it out right now. Twilight Certainly Princess possible. Or Skyward Sword?
Oh, Twilight Princess. If there was like a worst games list we were doing...
Skyward Sword would be there.
I'd throw out
I do not...
Sword.
I think that's insane.
I hate
it's
that
not
game.
Not worse, but
I
it was not great.
Go I hate here. It.
Back over here.
Blessing, how do you feel about Skyward Sword?
I hate it.
Oh, okay. I heard that.
Zack game. And Wiki, Quest for Barbaro's Treasure.
That game was what? A fun.
You just said a bunch
20
of
minutes.
That was one of those games where it's like when the we didn't have much except for like mini game collections. It was like, oh, this is actually a really good game. But I put in the same category as I put Eternal Darkness.
There's actually a lot more.
You guys are gonna laugh. Wait till you see the comments. They're gonna come after you. I hope they do.
You know what chat's saying a lot right Pitch now, games. And I kind of agree with them because you know what series got published on the Wii until this year? Just Dance.
Oh, you stole mine. I was going to say
oh,
that.
Oh, you were going to say it? I didn't think anybody was going to say it.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Wait, actually, it's a fair point.
I didn't think anybody was going to say it, bless.
Yeah, Brawl, so definitely.
Calm down on those ciders.
It's number 5 on my list. Now I got to redo my whole list.
I think I'll have blessing support on this one, but No More Heroes.
Oh, No More Heroes for sure. It's on my list.
Or I mean, it's probably my favorite game on the Wii. I don't know if it's... On my top 5 most iconic.
Let's just all guess Blessing's choices and say them first.
I think it's definitely. I mean, No More Heroes was so tied to the Wii because again, like the Wii just didn't have that many like real games. Quote unquote.
But we're talking about a lot of real games. Just had a bad
iconic,
ratio.
Though, like Wii Fit is also.
Yeah, I was about to.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of basic choices that might not strike us as like these were like the great games of the Wii. But if we're talking about most iconic, it's like Wii Sports, Wii Fit. It's like the boring answers. Honestly.
New Super Mario Brothers.
Mm-hmm. No, Wii Fit definitely passes the Smash Brothers.
I'm going to say Xenoblade Chronicles.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that at GameSpot because I was like, or not GameSpot, GameStop because that was a GameStop exclusive game.
Yes, it
and
was.
And being like, I didn't know these things existed.
Yeah, that was weird. Yep. And Boom Blocks.
Boom Blocks is cool.
Just want to give
Steven Spielberg's Boom Blocks.
It won't make it, but just want to give a shout out. Rayman, Raving Rabbids.
Rayman Origins, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, wait, Raving Rabbids or Origins?
Rabbids.
Okay. Rabbids.
I don't think
they
it's
were
good
very
English,
cute.
So
no, but it's an interesting one to throw out there.
Yeah,
Red Steel.
That was a fun game.
No. Red Steel, I feel needs to be in the conversation.
Red Steel 2 actually a legitimately good game. Just
Red Steel 1, I think, sequel? More iconic.
Yes.
If we're talking about Red Steel, we gotta talk about the Conduit. No.
Oh yeah, Conduit's great, man.
Did you ever see the ending of Conduit 2?
I feel like I've heard. I've not seen it because I didn't get far in that game because it gave me motion sickness.
The main character. Goes to a, or they see a time portal and out steps Abraham Lincoln and George Washington in space suits.
I'm pretty sure somebody told me this before and I didn't believe it.
And they're like, the presidential force is here to help.
That's awesome.
Or space force or whatever they called it.
Remember me? Metroid Other M, baby.
Oh. I thought you were talking about the game Remember Me, but I don't nod. And I was like, I don't think that was on the Wii.
All right. Do you want to start whittling down?
I'm still calling through lists, but let's go ahead and start.
Mad World. No?
Mad World is fine. It's not even the platinum game I think most people think about.
I just think, like, to your earlier point, like, iconic. There's a lot of those. Wii.
Yeah.
The ones with Wii in the title make the list.
Wii
just
Play.
Put them on there.
Wii Sports is in there. Wii Play, I don't think, that same type of shit. It had the packing controller,
Yeah.
It was a massively successful game.
How do we feel about Wii Sports Resort?
I would put Wii Sports there first.
No, it was big, but, like, Wii Sports
Wii Sports
in general,
definitely.
I think Wii Sports and Wii Fit both make the list, and both of them are those are the Wii games that get the...
This might be a bit too niche, but Muramasa, the Demon Blade.
I think it's too. It's great.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Not compared to all these other ones, anyway.
It's not going to make it. The Last Story. I really like that game.
It was a good game.
Yeah.
Of the JRPGs on Wii, it was one of the better ones.
Is there any argument that Super Mario Galaxy isn't a definite?
Nope.
No.
Okay. So our definites right now are Wii Sports, Super Mario Galaxy, and Wii Fit. Are there any other of these games that we think are definites?
Mario Kart Wii.
Yeah.
That game sold 33 million.
Yeah. I might have written it down.
All right. So we have one more spot.
I feel like it's between Just Dance and Smash Brothers Brawl.
Wii Sports.
Which is a weird... I think I never thought I'd split
Brawl. What were you doing tonight? Just Dance or Smash Brothers?
Wii Sports, Super Mario Galaxy, Mario Kart Wii, Wii Fit. That's the four we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have one more space
for
Zelda Twilight Princess, Just Dance, Super Smash Brawl, No More Heroes, New Super Mario Brothers, Xenoblade Chronicles, Red Steel.
I would honestly remove Wii Fit and put in Just Dance and Brawl. That'd be my
Just Dance was huge, man. I mean,
I think Just Dance better represents what we're trying to get with.
Yeah, I agree. And Wii Sports has a thing. I buy it. Yeah. Do you buy it, Fran? replace Wii Fit with Just Dance?
Yeah, I think so. Like, Wii Fit, despite its popularity, too, is so much more of a moment in time where just Dance was probably, you know.
Wii Fit, I think we would have forgotten about if Wii Fit Trainer was not in Smash Brothers.
I don't know. It was pretty crazy what was happening.
It was a hell of a thing. It
just, all of the Wii is like an insane time in gaming. Yes.
So it's one more spot. Twilight Princess, Smash Brawl, No More Heroes, New Super Mario Brothers, Xenoblade Chronicles, Red Steel.
I think it's between
Twilight Princess and Brawl.
I think it's between Brawl and New Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
We don't have New Super Mario Brothers on there, actually.
That game also sold like 29 million copies.
That game sold like crazy, and I played that game with my sister.
But my thing with New Super Mario Brothers is that there was so many of them in such a short time period that I get that it was iconic, I get that it sold, I get that this one was the first multiplayer, mm-hmm. 4-player, all that stuff, mm-hmm. but I feel like they all blur to people, that it's like you wouldn't...
They're all kind of the same. Yeah. That's fair.
That I don't associate... Like, there's just too many new Super Mario Brothers that I don't associate it with the Wii.
Yeah, and the first version came out for what? DS?
Yes. This was the second game.
Point. Yeah. This was the one that, like...
It was
blew up though. I guess Mario
DS game did really well.
Yeah, it did very well, but like for it being co-op, I think did a lot for it. As far as like the conversation around it.
That brings us down to the final three being crazy. Twilight Princess, Brawl, New Super Smash Brothers, or New Super Mario Brothers.
I don't think Twilight Princess makes it.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Yeah, this is the one Zelda.
I think it's Brawl then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could.
This is Brawl the one Nintendo generation where a Zelda game is not.
I mean, Twilight Princess is my
second. Japan time.
It was such a weird moment.
It's Brawl.
Time.
It's fucking Brawl.
Yeah.
It's Brawl.
Like, Brawl defined a lot of the way Nintendo's marketing has worked for the last two generations.
Yeah.
And, remember the reveal trailer when Sonic, we get the Sonic reveal?
Oh, and freaking Snake?
Yeah. Snake.
It was crazy.
Brawl is definitely it.
I don't even speak Japanese, but I had that thing memorized.
Subspace Emissary.
Yeah, come on. All right. We got the list. The Wii is Wii Sports, Super Mario Galaxy, Mario Kart Wii, Just Dance, and Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Here's what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen. We're wrapping up the show now. We're going to do the post-show, where we will do the top five most iconic Wii U games. Until next week, I love you guys.